Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesdays and Grudge Madness.
Show. How's everybody out there, race fans? I want to welcome you to another great Tuesday, the Grudge Inc. sponsored Atomic Dog Show. Hope everybody's doing fine out there tonight. Everybody's gearing up, had some pretty good weather. Past weekend, it might have been a little action going on, a guy doing some testing, but hey, we're in a new year, long year ahead of us, a lot of things coming up, as you know. Got the big Grudge Banquet coming up February 8th up in Atlanta for all who can make it. That's the Grudge Banquet for all grudge races across the country. Going to be making some nominations, giving some awards out, some recognition to some people. Stay tuned for that. Got some upcoming races, as you know, this weekend. Yes, we got Roy James probably want to come on here and talk a little bit about his show. Talk about that. We got some other races going to be coming up and some other things we're going to get to just to put word out ahead of time. And sometimes doing these shows and getting on here trying to work things out with these races, sometimes it's a lot harder to do than what people think. So a lot of everybody got different opinions. And everybody, you know, different people come with different points of views. Some you're going to like, some you're not going to like. That's just the way it is, you know. But at the end of the day, it's going to be the beginning of 2014. So every now and then we might have some bumps in the road. At the end of the day, we're going to have to find ways to smooth some things out. And that's just the nature of the business. Anytime you're putting on events, doing shows, whatsoever. So we're not going to make all these shows be a lot of information that I don't think is going to be prevalent to what the Grudge Racing overall stand for. Sometimes some things might be coming up that might be a little sensitive. We're going to have to be careful because we don't want to tarnish what our main goal is. And our main goal is the Grudge Race, have a little fun, and bring action for the fans. So we have to be careful. And I'm going to try to direct it. When you get that way, 2014, sometime I'm going to try to direct it how I see fit the best I can. Keep things in certain perspective. A lot of times I might make some decisions. I might say or do some things that everybody in the Grudge world or some might not agree on. That's life. Not a perfect world. I'm not a perfect person. Sometimes decisions got to be made. They might be favorable sometimes. Sometimes they may not be favorable. But it is what it is. And we just got to understand we got to get past certain issues when they come up. Now, with that being said, I want everybody to remember this is a year for Texas to have the biggest grudge event in the country, the biggest grudge event in the history of Texas. I'm going to continue to say this week after week, because it's going to be a historical weekend when the World Grudge Nationals invade on the state of Texas at San Antonio Raceway, July 4th and 5th weekend. Mark your calendars. It's going to be a historical event in the grudge racing world. So I'm always say that because this is not a annual event. This thing will be moving around the country each and every year. We want to show folks and show up and support and show out representing the whole state of Texas that we are a major force in this grudge game, even though some may think different. So I'm always start out kicking that one out there. We're going to go to the lines and see what Ernie got to say. And then we're going to come back and hit on a few things and then talk about the topic. And I want people to think about it. What's the definition of a true grudge racer? Or can it really be defined? If so, do true grudge racers run cars that show times? Do true grudge racers run cars that show times? Or does it really matter as long as they bring in action? Now, when we get to that topic, this is a grudge show, and we have a full show with a lot of races. So I'm expect, and hopefully I get a lot of people's opinion, not just a few, a lot of people about that, because that's something that we like to discuss. So with that said, let's see, Ernie, how you doing out there? See what you got for us, Ernie. How you doing?
Hey, Tracy, what's going on this evening? I tell you what, you're trying to get a definition of the square root of zero. You know, it just depends on where you're at, the definition goes. South Carolina's got a different definition than Alabama. Mississippi's got a different one than North Carolina. Texas is different than everybody else. You know, a grudge racer, you know, just going on with your show. To me, a grudge racer is if I call you out, put it on the starting line, and we're going to run for X amount of dollars, and that's it. It's not per se an event. You know, when you have a grudge race event, I think that's a hard thing for even the spectators to decide. You know, I think. Dog made a statement a little while back on one of his shows. As a spectator, when you go to a grudge race, how many runs do you expect? You know, and there's all kinds of answers. And my answer was none. It's a grudge race. If nobody gets their butt on the start line, and if everybody waits till 11:59 at night to get into the staging and try to make a pass, you know, there's no racing. And if you try to get a show together, to me, that's a show, not a grudge race. That's where you need to post $6 million and everybody run for it and divide the money. And if you want a side bet, have a side bet, but then the fans get a show. But I digress from my mind, and that's my opinion, and it's sticking to me. What I want to talk to you about tonight was, you know, this is an item that you don't normally think about, but, you know, it hit me today when I was trying to come up with when's the last time y'all looked at your drive shaft and your universal joints, the coupler on the rear end and the yoke in the transmission? You know, that little piece cost $25 for the universal joints. Takes every bit of torque that 3,000 horsepower motor can put out, and serviceable piece. It needs to be replaced. And the worst thing that can happen is for a drive shaft to come out while you're making the pass, or probably the worst place is on the starting line. I've seen it happen way too many times. It's a simple thing to check. You know, replace the bolts and the yoke, put a new set of bearings on the universal joint, and take the yokes somewhere and get them Magnafluxed. And make sure you're running the billet steel yokes. Do not run a cast iron yoke. A cast iron yoke is going to shatter. They're in no way designed for the amount of horsepower that the cars are making today. Some of you guys out there are making 3,000 horsepower and 2,000 pounds of torque. And cast iron cannot handle that type of power. On our dragster this year, we had a yoke break and spit the drive shaft out the back end at the 8th mile mark. And it was the top of line equipment. Mark Williams all the way through. Perfect stuff. Never had a problem with it. But one of the U-bolts that holds the cap in place broke. And, when, of course, when that did, it just screwed the rest of the drive shaft out, spit it out. $500 later, it was a new drive shaft. Had to replace everything from the transmission to the rear end coupler, all because of a stupid bolt. You know, when you change everything, make sure you change those bolts. They're as important as your rod bolts in your motor. Make sure you don't over-tighten them. They are as apt to stress as any other bolt in that vehicle. It's a simple thing. But while your car's down, heck, most of you got it in the air. Probably three-quarters of you got the car apart already. Take that drive shaft, put it on your workbench. Take it apart. Order new pieces, Stange, Mark Williams, any of the good pieces. Get those yokes checked out. Make it a safe year. Make sure you got your drive shaft loops in place and your tunnels for you guys that have to run the tunnels. Keep that drive shaft out of your car. You know, it's a safety item, and it's an extremely overlooked item. We don't think about it. You pull out the drive shaft, you pull out the motor. You fix the motor, you fix the transmission. What do? You put the same drive shaft back in it with the same yokes. And this is going on for years. Think of how many passes have gone down the track with all that weight stressing against those fragile 7/16 bolts. Tracy, that's what I got for you tonight. And like I say, if y'all got any problems or questions, you know, give me a call. CompuCar Nitro Systems, I'll work with you on your tune-ups, parts, pieces, anything you need. It's CompuCar Nitro Systems at 1-800-648-7687. And go online to the Ask Ernie Tech Talk. Last night, we had Pete from MSD on. The whole conversation for an hour and a half was about the grid system. A lot of great information. A lot of good questions were asked. Pete has asked to come back on because he's had people call him and said, you know, we didn't even touch what all the grid can do. And I learned a lot. One little point that I learned last night, totally off the cuff here, was that your spark plug wires, your MSD spark plug wires, to check them out to see if they're bad, they should have 40 ohms per foot. Now, write that down. That's important. Because you'll check everything, and you go, well, I'll just replace the spark plug wires. Check them out. Get you an ohm meter. Check it from end to end, 40 ohms. Yeah, that was an extremely good tip. Also, replace your coil wire on these ProMod and major grudge cars every 2 to 3 races. The spark plug wire gets 8 times of the load the coil wire gets 8 times the load of a spark plug wire. You know, think about that. That's 40, 50,000 volts. It's looking for a place to arc as it impulse it will actually cut a hole right through the boot or through the spark plug wire. So that's an important piece. Didn't think about it. Mike Hill was listening to it last night, and it was, you know, he caught it and it was like, you know, I'm still using the same wire. change that coil wire. That little bitty wire can cost you a motor from cross-firing. Tracy, I'm going to turn it back over to you. You've got a show tonight that, I tell you what, if y'all can get a definition on that, y'all need to get it in a dictionary somewhere, because I just don't know if y'all can find the definition.
I hear you. Everybody got a different opinion, Ernie. But, hey, but I was on the show last night. Another thing, to ask you what you said, man, when he was talking about it, because some guys, when he was talking about the crank trigger wire and the wire going to the ignition coil, you know how people be tying those wires together. He's made another point about that, saying that's a definite no-no. But you got a lot of guys in the game, especially a lot of young guys in the game, when they get started, you know, all they know is just try to wrap them wires up together. And he was just saying that was the definite no-no when you got that crank trigger. Some people will try to just group all them wires together, and he said, no, that can be a problem that'd be hard to trace down. So that was another good one I liked.
He brought out, so many good points last night. And Pete was just, he's one of the guys that's been with the grid since the inception, helping design it. And goodness gracious. He was just flowing information out just like it was just off the top of his head, just like a waterfall. It just never quit coming. I was asking questions, and the answers, it was like the top of the questions last night were the technical stuff, getting in how to do things and what not to do, and he did some great jobs. But on this a crank trigger pickup, what I was talking about, is keep your crank trigger separate from any spark plug wires or coil wires. The RF interference from those wires will cause you to fry your ignition. So keep them separate, even if you're running a shielded wire. Shielded wires are the ones that have the braid around the outside of the wire to cover them up. And then they put the plastic coating over the top of that. That's the best wire you can use. But you can still get a RF feedback across them, which creates an impulse and causes the ignition to fire one or two cylinders that it shouldn't be firing. Great show last night. And we're going to have him back on, and we're also going to be working with him about setting up and doing some training seminars. I talked to him about that this evening.
We like that, Ernie. I mean, you know, I wouldn't mind having him, you know, come on, man. If there's nothing, a lot of guys down this way don't have a chance to get on dog show and fill up. And if he can come on here, man, if he can come on for a half hour or something, man, I believe he can give us some helpful information, man, because I think it was a real good show. And like you said, he even made the statement last night about guys running the 75-31 box and versus the grid box. And how, you know, everything is going for, as MSD is concerned, is leaning more towards the grid box. And after a while, it's going to start phasing out the 75-31. So, you know, we got a lot of races around here to run that 75-31. So, you know, it's eventually, you know, if you don't know what's going on, you know, you'll never know. But you know, I believe guys are going to be picking up some that's already run the grid and some that's going to be moving to the grid. It just, he has good information, man. I think it'd be good if I can get him on here. If you can get on here, you know, for 15 minutes to 30 minutes just to touch base with some of these guys on some of the stuff, they might have a question or two for them that don't have opportunity always to get on dog show. So,
I tell you what I'll do. I'll get with him tomorrow and see if I can set him up to be with you next Tuesday night. How about that?
Okay. That'll be fine. And that way, when I send the text out and we put it out there, that people know, and you know, people might want to come on, might want to hear, because he said a lot of good helpful information, man. When you start dealing with that ignition stuff and that grid box and that 75-31, you know, it's a lot of good information, man, guys can pick up and can learn some things. So, hey, the 75-31 is what a lot of people know, and it's eventually, like you said, eventually it's going to be all grid, which is, you know, like you said, most people think it's more complicated than what it is. So I would like for them to touch base with some of these fans and races out this way also.
Yeah, I agree, and I will. And next Monday on Ask Ernie Show, we've got Cameron with Cameron's Performance Transmissions and Converters, probably one of the best powerglide guys in the United States. We're going to have him on talking about transmissions and torque converters, anything to do with the driveline. Cameron is, I mean, this guy is good. He can build transmissions that are handling the mud racers, the tractor pullers, and not having any problems with them. So listen to the show next week. Ask Ernie, and I'll get Pete tomorrow. I'll get talk to him, and I'll give you a call and get you and him together, and we'll make it happen.
Okay. Hey, appreciate that, Ernie, and we appreciate you for your time.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a good night.
All right. All right. Thank you. You too. Okay. We're going to go. I know this is the month of January, and there's a big race coming up next week. And Roy James, you want to come on here and tell the people a little bit about your show? I've seen Roy James on here. So.
Roy, your mic is open.
Hey, Tracy, what's going on?
What's happening, Roy?
Oh, man. Just chilling out, that's all. I'd like to let everybody know about the race next Saturday. Gates open at 1 o'clock. They're going to start running cars early because, you know, it's supposed to be kind of cool here next weekend. So I'm telling all the racers, try to get out there early. If I want to, you know, get lined up, we're going to start racing at 1 o'clock. So we're trying not going to be out there like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, that track get cold and it go away. So I'm inviting everybody to come out and race the I'll be getting money on the 5-8 and 7-0 class. So I want everybody to come out and have a good time.
All right, Roy. Okay. I want to back up for a moment, and I want to say some of my condolences because we had a fellow racer that passed away, and I'm sorry I didn't miss you, but I want to take a moment of silence right now because a racer, Paul Peace, out of the Houston area, passed away. And Paul Peace, for the ones who don't know Paul Peace, he was a longtime grudge racer, used to race, just hadn't raced with us in the last few years. But Paul Peace passed away, and I just want to take a moment of silence in respect of Paul Peace. Can we take a moment of silence? Thank you, everybody. Don't screw up his family. Okay, we're going to get on and talk about some things. Anybody else got a comment or something they want to make about a race or something went down this weekend or they got an event that's coming up that they want to share? You can push the one button now and we'll come get that stuff out of the way and then we'll move forward on tonight's topic and hopefully we get a lot of participation. I want to see a whole lot of hands go up. I don't want to hear the same old people always talking. I need to get some other folks in here to give a conversation, too. Hold on. Okay, Sharon, go to your line.
Flick, your mic is open.
Hey, good evening, Ms. Sharon and Tracy. This is Slick with Team Nightmare. I just wanted to say top of the evening to you guys and all the racers out there and race fans. Hey, man, you know, I think you got a pretty good topic. You know what is good? I think for me, in my opinion, you know, some people like to show their time. Some people prefer not to show their time. But at the end of the day, when the dust settles, it's all about the fans seeing some racing, man. Racing going on, you know, and hey, that's the bottom line. When you say grudge, I mean they come in to see racing, you know, whether they see the time or not, they want to see some true racing going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's the deal when you hear racing? Now, I'm just throwing it out there because I hear it all the time. Mm-hmm. When you hear racers, especially we talking about racing traveling, when you hear a person say, "Well, man, I'm not rolling so and so because I know so and so showed his time." Well, should that stop a race because so-and-so might have actually went to a class race somewhere and showed his time? Should that stop the race? Or you think a person that showed his time or done showed his time shouldn't be involved in a grudge game? Me, I feel different. I'm like this. Just because a person showed his time, that don't mean, this is my opinion here, that don't mean just because that person showed his time, that don't mean if he raced you, that's the time he's going to go. A lot of times when people go to these events and they class events, my opinion, sometimes these guys running on a better surface than what we have sometimes at some of these Druid events, you know what I mean, because they feel like they put up a lot more money. They feel like the track's going to be treated a lot better, or they can run in a professional circuit, and they just come down and do some things on the Grudge. And the tracks are not always going to be equal surface, and just because you show your time don't mean you're going to go that time if you come Grudge race somebody. That's just my opinion, but what do you think about that?
Well, yeah, that's true, too. I mean, you know, again, you know, some fellas go in opposite direction when they see a certain time, you know, for many different reasons. You know, some of them just afraid. Some of them feel like that, hey, I'm not in this guy's class. This guy is moving too fast. I might have thought he was doing this, but now the true time come up. So, you know, I got to stay in my lane, stay with my party if I'm going to be a major contender. So I think, you know, in going with that, there's a lot goes into that. You know, especially when you're showing time. But at the end of the day, you know, when the dust settles, it's still about what the fans want to see, you know, as we talked about many times, you know, on your show. And the fans come out when they spend their money, they want to see some racing.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. Okay. I just kind of want to, you know, throw it out there. If people got different opinions about it, it's just something that come up when we feel like, hey, man, is there really a definition for it? Or is it really about, hey, man, you come to the track and you want to race, you get down on your man, you try to make action, y'all go at it. Don't worry about if this guy ran over here and showed his time or what. If you feel like he showed the time, some people feel like, hey, I showed the time. Some people still might think they can beat it. Or, hey, like you say, you might have went that time that day, but you got to do it on me today. It's different little opinion, just kind of throwing it out there and see what some people think. Some, you know, I just like to find out what are a lot of girls races around here in this area. What do you think about that, you know? Anybody can push the one button, man. Anybody can push the one button. And, Sharon, you feel free to go to mic open. We just like to get people in on discussion and see what's going on, see what people think about it, or see what's on their mind. Oh, she's in a private room right now. She's in a private room. Let me go down here. I see another hand. Let me go down here and see what they want. 214-5218. Slick.
Hey. Team Nightmare, Slick. Yeah, I just got
what's
you talking
on?
To you.
Oh, no, what you talked about, for some reason, I thought that was Bush talking.
No, Slick, Team Nightmare, that was me.
Okay, all right, let me go down here. Oh, she's still in the prop room. 214-8019, what's on your mind? 214-8019. What's on your mind?
It's gonna get cold again.
Huh? Okay, I guess you don't want to talk. If you don't want to talk, push the one button and take your hand down. If you don't want to talk, push the one, because you had your hand up. So if you don't want to talk, push the one button and take your hand down. If you just listen. Okay, Sharon, you go to the next call. I'll see you back. You're in the problem. I'll see you back out.
You can hug me free day.
Batman, your mic is open.
What's up, Trace, man? What's up, man?
What's going on, man? What's happening?
Hey, man, listen here, man. I'm just doing my thing like I'm always do from here to eternity, man. And that promotes the hell out of what's happening in Dallas, Texas, man. Everybody knows March 22nd. Everybody knows what time it is. It's Batman time, man. One of my greatest events I'm going to have this year, man. And this is starting off, man. I got a lot of good guys coming, man. A lot of guys that have been doing this with me for the last couple of years, they're going to make it happen, man, as usual. You know what I'm saying? I tell everybody else, man, you know, when you come, be ready, man, because one thing about it, we're tearing up races, man. Every race that go down is going to be fired up, man. I don't care if you're testing and tuning, if you're shucking and diving, but you're going to make it happen, man, because these fans want to see this girls racing, and we got a lot of good cars that's coming, man. And also, I'm going to give you an answer to that true grudge racer. To me, a true grudge racer is somebody who gets out there who tries to win. You know, not talking about it. I'm talking about being about it. You can lose 30 races, and you can be a true grudge racer to me. Why? Because you tried to get up there, and you tried to win. That is a true grudge racer to me, man. Not necessarily. Nobody knows how it's going to turn out, but you get up there, and you try. And that's how you become a real true grudge racer, is trying. You can't never win if you don't try.
Believe me.
Who's that?
I don't know. Might be Joseph.
Okay. Hey, Slick, is that your mic? Is that your mic open, Slick? I think it's something like your mic is open. You are Ray. Mute your mic, so I can still hear you.
No, I'm muted. I'm muted, Tracy. It's Slick Nightmare. I'm muted.
I found it, Tracy.
Okay, it must be rare. Okay. All right, man. All right. Let me see, Sherry. Who we got? We got another caller.
Yeah, you've got one more hand up. 832-0029. Your mic is open.
Go ahead.
You hear me?
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
You hear me?
Yeah, who is that?
I got a quest for Batman.
Who is it?
It's Tree Man.
Oh, okay.
I got a quest for Batman.
What's up, Tree?
Well, look here, man. My question to you is this. I just listened to your statement, right?
Right.
You say a true grudge race is a race who get up there and try to win.
And try to win.
I can agree with that 10-15 years ago, man. But right now, shit, a true grudge race, man, somebody even would get up there and try to race because these clowns won't even race. That's my opinion.
Well, you right about that, Tree. I mean, like I said, I think a lot of people, they afraid to lose, man. You know, I think that's what the biggest thing is. Like, it's like it's the end of the world when they lose. But what they don't know is, like I tell everybody else, you know, I give more courage. I give more props to somebody who have courage to get up there to even try to win. And the person that's laughing at them because they lost, those are the ones who are actually really not no true grudge racers, man, because they ain't made the effort to try to win. And that's why I say that.
Man, I don't know, man. Like I said, man, I don't know what's up with these cats with these cars. They take them to the track and beat them down and beat them down and beat them down. They ain't going to race nobody. Got everything to say on these damn phones. They ain't going to get up there and race nobody. That's crazy to me.
Hey,
shit. I chump some money.
Hey, man, since you on that, and I know you eager to race, I know you eager to race and get it on, have you heard anything since Roy Race is coming up this weekend? I know you were trying to go for a spot. Have you heard anything on that situation yet?
I mean, Roy Race is on a Saturday. You know what I'm saying? When I talked to Finney, you know, I wanted to run Finney for that number one spot. That got to be ran on a Sunday. You know what I'm saying? And then I haven't got a call back on it. I talked to Finney back then, but neither one of them track officials called me back on it. So then they don't want to see Tree Man as the number one racer down here. That's just my opinion. But, you know, it wouldn't do me no good to run Birdman at Roy James' race. But what is it going to do? I mean, what is it going to show me?
Oh, yeah, you got to do that race on a Sunday. Plus, Birdman, and from my understanding, they down right now anyway, from my understanding. I hear you, they down.
And then the way I see it, yeah, you won't let me run for the number one spot with my car running good. You can take my damn car for loose. That's what I feel about it.
Well, maybe they'll come up with something, I guess, when they feel like they got their car back up and running. I was just bringing it up because I know we had talked about it. You said something about first part of the year that when the track opened back up that, you know, they were going to give you a chance to run for it. But I know they called it down, but you ain't got no answer. So we just kind of – we got a long year, man. It's early. Just jumping off for the grudge scene. So we got a long year. A lot of action going to be going down. So, hey, we just got to wait and see what happens.
Hey, Tree Man.
We got a lot of people on here. And guys,
final call,
you
Tree Man, let's go.
Want to know what's your opinion. You know, don't sit back. Hey, state your opinion. I know quite sure you're sitting there next to somebody and you're giving your opinion about it, but let the Grudge World know, what do you think about this? For a lot of time, you be trying to make action, and some people won't make action, and they use certain things for excuses for not racing certain cars. What do you think about it? You let us know. Let the people know. We just kind of like to get a feel on how you think. This is 2014, man. A lot of action going to be going down. You know, hey, we got races going to be jumping off month after month after month. If anybody's seen the Grudge calendar, like I say, we got a real nice Grudge calendar going out there. You can go on Atomic Dog Drag Racing. You can go on High Rock Guys and order the Grudge calendar. Got everybody's dates on now who turns their dates in. See which races you want to go to. As you know, Grudge Inc. Got two belts. They're giving away March 22nd up there at Denton. They're going to be going further. Batman's got his race out there on the 22nd. You got followed by Fat Tuesday coming up. So it's going to be these are the next Roy James this weekend, which kicks it off, the first Grudge race event of the season this weekend. So, man, just to let you know, this next 2 or 3 months, got a lot of stuff that's going to be jumping off, man. So, hey, you know, guys, we know you're working on yourself trying to get ready. But, hey, for this growers racing, what's the definition? So, 2014, people going to have a good eye and look and see which people going to try to race and which people not going to try to race. What excuse the person going to use not to race? Hey, man, should be some action going down. And like Tree Man said, some people just want to race because they don't want to take a loss. Man, you're going to win some, you're going to lose some. Hey, take a gamble. I know money's tight. Don't bet it high. You feel like the money that tight? Hey, still try to make action. Bring the money down a little bit. It might get you more races anyway. Hey, push the one button, go to line, and somebody help us out with this topic. We want to hear what some of the other folks got to say. Sharon, anybody else?
You don't have any new hands up right now.
I just seen a hand pop up right there. I got one. Yeah, there one.
There it goes. Black, your mic is open.
Hey, Trace and Miss Sharon, how y'all doing?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Man, I feel like a true true grudge racer. Quit worrying about what the other person got. If you call him out, run him. And quit trying to buy a race. If you know that man working hard every day, he can just afford $1,000 to run, you running for that $1,000. Quit trying to talk about, well, we'll run for $5,000. You buying a race. If that man with a small tire decide he want to run you with a big tire, give some action. Anything can happen. Your nitrous might not work. You might blow the tires up. I mean, anything can happen. Quit being scared.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. You know, a lot of times people find different reasons. People say they're ducking for whatever reason. But it's 2014. Trust me, man. There's going to be some action going down. And sometimes a lot of people call out people to race, and then you might not race them then, but then the next time when you're ready for them, they duck you and try to point you in another direction. What I'm going to say is 2014, there's going to be some racing going down. When your name get called, if you call the person out, don't duck that person. Get up there, put up a deposit, and try to make action. Don't go to ducking. Try to make action some way.
What I seen last year, the last race last year in Houston when I went to, I ain't met Bushnell personally, but I seen him run. A lot of people taking that little old street car, small tire car, for granted. I'm pretty sure Bushnell can jump on a bunch of big tire cars.
So what are you saying? You think sometimes Bushnell is missing some action because he got a small tire and they got a big tire? You think he just taking the big tire too much?
No, I believe he'll run them. If they make the playing field even, I believe he'll run them. If they give him some or whatever, but, you know what I'm saying? He don't mind running nobody. I see him call out people all the time. But like he said, make it even. If you a big time, a back half car, he a small street car, give him a hit or something. Come on, man. But I'm just saying, they better not sleep on him this year. I think he'll do a lot of more running this year.
Is that right? Well, I heard that. Bushnell definitely come on here sometime trying to make
put some money with him here. I'm a bet with him here. Shit, I'm a bet with him.
I hear you. I mean, it's something to see, man. Like I said, there's a lot going on. A lot of people making some changes, doing some different stuff. The beginning of the year, they jump off this weekend. Hope to be some great racing going out, but hey, we just got to see. Hey, Sharon, go to the line, see what the next caller got to say. Push the one button, guys, and give me your opinion. Tell us what you think about this. It's a new season.
214-6663. Your mic is open.
Your mic is open.
They got to be buying. Got anybody else? I mean, hey, man, it's a topic about the grudge racing. do it matter? A lot of folks, a lot of fool show, man, people sitting back, man. I don't know what they're waiting on or what they're thinking about it, but, guys, we just like to know what you think. If you think of something that you want to see, and for a certain reason people are not matching them up, come on here and say it. If it's a race that you want to see, 2014 is the grudge race, and guys might be using a certain reason to duck, come on in and tell the grudge world. We're going to shake this thing up, man. We're going to see who's going to be ducking or who's going to be trying to race this year. Sharon, go to the line. Next caller.
Swack, your mic is open.
All right. Thank you, Michelle. What's going on, Trey?
You're welcome.
What up, Swack?
All right. I want to make a comment on that, what my think a definition of a true grudge race is. Now, to me, I think a true grudge race is one that's going to go by any means necessary to get him a race, a win, or a loss. Now, what the guys around here holler about, they got three cars, they got big tire cars, they got small tire cars. It don't matter what type of car you got. A grudge racer is not a class racer. He's a grudge racer. Just run what you brung and hope you brung enough. And one thing I learned in this grudge racing, to be a good winner, you got to be a good loser. So you got to take chances. You're not going to win them all, and you're not going to lose them all. These guys crying about they got big tire, little tire, wiggle bars and all that. If you want to cry about it, go grudge race. Class race. If you want a grudge race, you get up there with the man and try it. You're not going to win them all the time. You know, and there's a lot of them saying, well, I got a street car. If you got a street car, leave it at home. When you come to the racetrack, you got a race car. And if you can't beat a man, tell him you can't beat him. There's no shame in saying you can't beat somebody. And if a man keeps picking on you and begging you to race, then that's when you go tell him, I can't outrun you, but if you want to give some odds up, I try it. Because that's the way I do. I have to fight giant stamina every time I race. I don't care. Win or lose, I'm having fun. And if I can't beat a guy, I tell him, I can't beat you, and I'm going to leave you alone. Now, if they want to make some odds with me, I'm going to get up there and try them. But other than that, you know, that's what I think of grudge race here. Don't worry about what the next man got. Get up there and race and, you know, have some fun.
Well, Slack,
I agree with you,
Jack. Slack, what do you think about some of these guys that come on here and try to jump on cars outside they leave and beat on their chest to try to get some action, but knowing they really don't want the action? You think they just bumping their gun or what?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
If you happen to sit like these guys, these same guys will come bumping their guns with some cars out their league trying to get something, but it's a lot of cars in their league that they won't run. What do you think about that?
Well, they're going to run and hide. Everybody, I'm not going to say everybody, but the majority of the guys that's racing now, as they say, they want something soft. They don't want it hard. They want it soft. And it's a bunch of guys around. I just use me for an example. My car is not fast, but my car is consistent. And mostly everybody that I end up having a race with, they got bigger motors than I got. You know, they look at my car and think I got a hell of a car, but I don't. I don't have the money to tie for my car like everybody else. So what I have to do, I make my suspension work to get me from point A to point B during there every time. Because that's the only thing that, you know, I know to do to work on. You know, everybody's good at something, so I'm pretty good at figuring out how to get my car from point A to point B. So I know I'm not fast, so my trick is to make my suspension work where I can come out of the trailer and make a pass every time. I don't need a shakedown. You guys go out there and they make 10 or 12 passes, and then they get up there and they say, well, they ready. I come out of the trailer. Any track I go to, I come out of the trailer because I believe I can get down that track. One thing, I know I got LO. You know what that is? Low output. So I don't have no problem getting down the track. But these guys,
hey,
like
Hey, Slack, you're right, because when you give me that one-on-one, you're going to need how to figure out how to get around me, because I'm going to bust your ass.
that's no problem. I gave you that, because I'm trying to make action. I'm not scared.
Yeah, I don't think Slack takes some races. He will do his thing. I don't see him. I remember I've seen him take that race with the Butler boys. And he definitely He made action. Black Will make action. You got to give him credit.
Yeah, he's going to do that race, and that's for sure. He's going to do that race, that's for sure. Hey, is Tree Man still on the phone?
Yeah, he on it.
Somebody just sent me a text on the race and sent me a text, ask Tree Man. But Tree Man, since you, let me read it right here. They said, since you're the fastest in Houston right now and nobody won't run you, why don't you just go ahead and go back to backhand, take your motor out your car and put it in the backhand car and dominate that? What do you have to say about that?
Hey. Hey.
Yeah. Right, man.
You know what, man? I thought about, that same thing he just said. I done thought about that many times. I mean, but then I look at it like this here. If I take any motor I got to put in the back end, say, I'm going to be extreme back end. I mean, any time I got a motor. But it's going to be the same thing. It's going to be the same people with back end cars running. So, I mean, whether you run it in pro mode or whether you run it in the back end, I mean, they don't, man, come on, man. They're going to be the same thing, man. Shit, ain't no, I mean, just like when I was thinking about doing it, you know, my partner Jarvis told me, I don't know, you're going to be spending your wheels and spending your money, man. Because, I mean, you ain't going to never just satisfy everybody. So, you know, shit, if I put in the back end, of course, I get a few races, Jekyll and Hyde, the type of race, but shit, I ain't going to be able to run. I'll put it like this, if a certain one or two people that I want to run with a back end car, if I stand up, that one or two people that I want to run, they ain't going to run me, so I ain't no sense going through all that.
Well, you know, Tracy going to back end, I'm pretty sure he's going to give you some action.
Watch out, man. There you go. You one of the people we talked about. Watch this here.
Damien.
You brought some that you shouldn't have brought up, because guess what? You one of the people that were calling me out, asking for something, and you're going to be number one on my list.
Hey, Tracy.
So, don't go to talk.
Damien, your mic is open.
I see where you're trying to go with this, so I might as well get you straight now. You telling me about something when I had that kind of car, you was hollering about what you want to do with the car you had. So what I'm saying now, I got a back half car, and everybody that don't know it now, and you're going to be number one on the list. Now, when I tell you, Batman, get to the goddamn water box, all I want you to do is goddamn bet your money and get there. Don't start hollering about somebody else. Remember, because you got a back half too.
Hey, Tracy.
Damien, your mic is open.
Miss.
Batman,
all right, all right.
Damien, your mic is open.
Yeah. I got a question for Tracy and Batman. You know, Batman, you promote out of Dallas. Tracy, you from Austin. You go to both of the cities. We have Mr. Roy, Alicat. I want to know, why is it we can't get together and have a grudge race at Baytown, since all these guys from the East Coast say that H&P is too short? You know what I'm saying? Let's bring one of these super grudge races to Houston, Texas. You know, I don't know the politics between Baytown and the promoters, but it's
Let me answer that. A lot of times, when you do them big races like that, a lot of times it's cost of the track, and a lot of times them guys at them tracks, sometimes when it comes to grudge cars are not always up the specs, and some of them people they try to be a little strict on the rules. So therefore, you'll have guys come to the track, and some of them guys' car won't clear tech, and it'll pose a problem.
I understand that part of it, but I tell you, I go to the track, and I do a lot of street racing. This is a young guy, you know, Spanish guy. This guy came out the blue. He gives a truck race twice a year. A lot of them trucks ain't legal trucks to be running on the track, you know, but I guess Baytown see the dollar signs and anything goes, you know what I'm saying? And the only thing I keep hearing is that H&P is too short. So if H&P is too short, let's give something to Baytown. You know what I'm saying? Baytown did one big, real big event, the NHRA drag racing. That ain't my cup of tea. I like it like street racing. You bring your car and say, I can beat this car. That's what the people like to see. You know what I'm saying? And I go to Dallas, but you know, you go to Dallas, you get a good race, then you might not get a good race. Or you get some bad weather. You don't So sometimes you just want to stay around home and see one of them big races. You know what I'm saying? And we getting, just like y'all say, we got the same cars pretty much ducking and dodging each other. So let's get some of these unfamiliars over here with all this money from out of town, you know, since they're saying, you know, Texas ain't this, Texas ain't that. You know, let's get them to Baytown and see what they're going to do. Then I can't use that excuse about the track is too short. You know, because I'm originally from Louisiana. And there's a couple of guys out there that say they won't run at H&P because the track is too short. You know
man,
what I'm saying?
Excuse, man.
Some of them do, man. But in a way, you got to respect that. If a man got a real fast car, just because one person do it, it doesn't mean that everybody going to do it, you know. Yeah, I say it's an excuse, but at the same time, I always wonder, you know, he kind of answered the question for me, so now I understand, you know, that it's some politics and it's this and that, but it was always something, you know, I always shot in there. It's a lot of things, you know, we talk about in the crowd, and some way, somehow, you know, it gets back to the track, and then, you know, is everything popping and people start coming out and they'll try it. So that's why I just went on and threw it in the air, you know. That's why I went on and threw it in the air because I always wondered about it, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that happens, man. It just, you know, I done checked out some things and it be happening that guys be, when you talk to the track personnel, when you look at the rental fee and then the first thing they start asking about the insurance for the track and the tech thing, and you get guys, man, a lot of times that's one of the worst things you can do with a racer. He done travel a long way, and he gets somewhere, and the guy won't let you race because, you know, your belt ain't up, or you don't got a certain sticker, or you don't got a license. It's politics. Sometimes you can go in the name of two or three people there, they might let you run, might let you go, but you go bring the whole big old grudge event, and guys look at it like who's coming, what they're going to have, what's going to happen, and then the same person you think that you might have saw run the week before when it was just a track had a race and you had five or six guys out there, they might not have been too strict on it. But you go doing a big old show, then they start trying to bring the politics out to you.
Hey, Tracy.
Uh-huh.
Let me address that guy. Who was that guy? He say he from Rich from Louisiana?
Yeah.
Rich from Louisiana, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, how long you been on this end in Houston or wherever you from? How long you been on this end?
I tell you what, I've been here for about 6-7 years, and when I came to Houston, I went to Dallas versus Houston, and that was one of the reasons that I stayed in Houston, Texas, man. The only place I had ever went and saw that type of racing and that atmosphere was Hattiesburg, Mississippi. You know what I'm saying? I was hooked.
I'm gonna address the issue you were speaking on. You were saying Baytown, you were saying, well, when we go down there, them guys down there say we ain't shit, and then you spoke on Baytown.
I didn't say that. That's what I'm asking, Tree Man. I'm not saying that y'all need to go there. I'm saying that there's always.
You were saying why we don't get together and all try to sponsor something in Baytown. You got to look at it. Grudge Racing is trying to back up who backing them up. When in Baytown, I mean, in the last 10, 15 years, when in Baytown just try to throw a big old.
I understand. I see what you're saying, man. But my point, I'm not jumping on. I ride with y'all, man. If you see me, you'll know that y'all travel out of town. I ride with y'all. I follow y'all. So that ain't my point, man. I think you thinking that I'm jumping on the promoters from A-Town in Dallas.
You were saying why we don't get together and do something at Baytown. That's what you were saying.
Yeah, I was asking why.
Okay,
the reason why I'm asking that because obviously Baytown is the longest, the track with the longest shutdown ever. So I'm asking y'all, why did it never happen? I'm not saying that y'all ain't tried or Baytown.
I just tried to give you a reason why it happened. I mean, if you listen to me, I mean, the last 10, 15 years, You ain't seen no big. You seen NHRA and all that stuff. I love stuff going on. You ain't seen big towns and hey, we want these bus races to come back here. You ain't seen that. I mean, you know, that's where we started from. Really.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I ain't gonna disagree with you on that. You're right. I mean,
if the boys' station ain't going down there, trust me, it's a reason. If they ain't happening there, it's a reason why they're happening there. And you can best believe they thought we don't want it to happen there. I'm just gonna say that there.
All right. Well, I mean, hey, that's why I asked, man.
We gotta go down there and spot them boys too. I mean, shit, them coaches ain't no better than us. That's it.
Okay, hey, we're gonna go to the line, Sharon. We see we got another call. Hey, man, you gotta pick somebody talking. Mute your mic. What you want, if I can get on this topic, tell us what you think. The guy brought up a good point because there's some other people think that. I heard the same thing about Dallas, about going out to Enos. And when I call the track, you know, I be trying to check on different stuff. And that's one of the things you run into, man. Most grudge races, and I would probably go out on a limb and say probably 90-95% of them, sometimes they won't meet the specs because a lot of them guys want you to be licensed. They want you to have a chassis certified stick on your car if you go a certain time. So a lot of grudge guys, you know, sometimes they don't go to the limits to do all this stuff, so it kind of hurts you. So that's why a lot of times you don't see it. You see them at these other tracks. So,
That's designed to keep the grudge racers away.
Hey, I kind of mentioned it in a nice way. Believe it or not, man, you know, a lot of times it's politics of what kind of show you're bringing, and politics just a part of the business. You know, sometimes they like you to do it, and sometimes they don't. But, you know, that's just the way it is. But, hey, we're going to go to the lines and push your one button, guys. Somebody want to weigh on this topic? Step us out of here.
Hello, Tracy. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, also, I heard you talking about guys racing and getting some action started. And, man, a lot of times what I see, you know, I've been around racing all my life, is it done became a show. A lot of guys look like they done lost their love for racing. You know, it's just a show. You know, I look good. You know what I'm saying? Because racing, one person lose, one person win. So if you're afraid of losing, you know what I'm saying? What you coming out there for? For a car show?
Yeah, I hear you, man. I hear you. Well, we're going to see what happens in 2014. Sharon, go to the line, see the next call, see what they got to say.
Flip,
your
mic is open.
Hey, how y'all doing, Tracy? How y'all doing, Ms. Sharon?
Hey, what's up, Flip?
I'm Flip.
Hey, man. Hey, let me speak on this topic, man, because I feel like it, you know, I did that exact thing this year, man. I did a bunch of index racing at the beginning of the year. You know, we had a lot of success with that. We became, you know, pretty good well-known for the index that we were running. But the last couple races of the year, you know, we decided to let that little dog eat, and, you know, we called out some, you know, some pretty good grudge races, and not once did they ever think, you know, it actually worked to my benefit. They said, oh, that dude's the index racer, this is what he can run, you know, so we're pretty good in it. So it actually worked to my benefit that I did a lot of index racing, you know, and everybody knows those cars ain't running all out. I mean, some of them might, but the majority of them aren't. But that actually worked to my benefit because at the end of the year, man, I think that I went, you know, 4-5-0, you know, didn't lose a single grudge race toward the end of the year because everybody was, you know, they were erring on the side of caution. But from as many laps as we made, man, whether it's index racing or you grudge racing, I like what the comment the guy said earlier, man. You still got to do it in the other lane next to that guy. I mean, it don't matter if you're running, you know, 2-3 tenths off. You may or may not be on an equal prep surface, but you still got to get your car down to the finish line, man. That's the one reason why a lot of people don't want to make action, because in their head, they're trying to race in this perfect world. You know, they think that, okay, on a perfect pass, this is what I can do. Let me tell you something. Ain't nothing perfect in racing. There's always going to be something going to come up. So quit, you know, hiding in the bushes when somebody calls you out because you're racing them time slips
instead of racing at the track. I think that's what kills a lot of people. You know, they wanna think that on their best day they seen this guy run this. Well, hell, maybe that at that point that guy's drive springs are weak and he can't run them numbers no more. But you ain't never gonna know if you don't get next to him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you, man. You're right. Sometimes you just gotta get up there. Like I said, hey, guy just go ahead and ran that certain number, man. He might be a fast car, but hey, you come to a grudge track, conditions might not be the same. So, you know, I don't see any case where some class cars then went out and run some grudge cars, and grudge cars done got the best of them just because, you know, hey, they wasn't able to get down that grudge track with that same tune-up. Some of them thought they could get down at a class race. So you got to pick your poison. But I'm going to go to your line. I don't know if Roy Hand up or not, but I see it look like it might be up. Let me see what Roy got to say. Hold on right quick. It looks like I missed him. Roy, you got something you want to say, Roy? Roy, you got something you want to say? Well, I guess not. I guess, okay. Which one, anybody else want to weigh in on this, got an opinion on this, what they think? We'd just like to know what the grudge world think about this, you know. You hear it all the time, depending on where you go or which car you're trying to run. You hear guys holler all the time, but you got this, or you can go this fast, or you've been this fast. Or they use it for a way to stop races, or what the deal is, especially when it's a class car. So you got a lot of guys, especially around here, that some guys do both. You got a lot of guys are run class races around here, then on the grudge event, they'll try to grudge. So condition not always same. Just like some of these guys, man, believe it or not, they run drag radios, and some guys go to the grudge track, and some of them drag radios, some of the guys can't get them drag radios to hook up on some of these grudge tracks. Or the prep for the track sometimes is different. So, you know, I'm telling you, a smart grudge racer, you depend on who you race, you try to pay attention how they sit. If you know their known class racer coming to a grudge race car, I guarantee you, that track prep ain't going to be the same. It ain't going to be the same for them, so. Got to see. Roy James, your mic is over. You have something you want to say? Roy, your hands up. You have something you want to say?
Hello?
Tracy.
Yeah,
Roy's hand was already up.
Yeah, I thought Roy had something he wants to say. Okay.
Yeah, hello?
Okay, Roy, I thought you had something you wanted to say.
Yeah, I got something to say. Yeah,
okay.
On the two grudge racer.
Yeah.
I think a two grudge racer, he don't care about his time or what, he just comes to race. It don't matter. Because sooner or later, they know what your time is anyway. So if you're going to race, it don't matter. Because if you come to show the people what you have, you know, so that's what they're looking for. You grudge racing. So, you know, you bring what you got. You know, it don't matter. If you get called out, you want to race out, line up to the line and race. I mean, because we got a lot of guys call us out, you know, we didn't know what they had or whatever. If they want to race us, we just drive, let's race. It don't matter. If you're too good racing, you don't sit back there and talk all night and, you know, try to get it on, and then ain't nothing happen. True grudge racers, they bring their car to race. That's all I have to say.
Okay. I hear you, Roy. I hear you on that.
Yeah.
Hey, with that said, Roy, it's 2014, man. Got a lot of grudge fans on it. You got a lot of your fans, man. Can you let the grudge world know when you plan to be out this year? Because, you know, guys been asking how Roy James is doing. You have his event this weekend. He got his car ready. You want to dress for his work? Just never know when you're going to be out. You know, people got a lot of fans out there. They wait to see you.
I really don't know when we're coming back. All I know is it's sometime this year. And
okay.
we're working on a few changes and things, but we'll be back.
All right. So that way, girls, world, they'll know, you know.
Yeah.
As soon as you hear your race coming up.
I'm not going to be, my car is not going to be out for my race. So we still, you know, we sell the car pretty bad down there, so it takes time and a lot of mostly money.
I know
and
that's
so,
right.
But we'll be back.
Yeah. All right, Roy. Okay. Is that all you got to say? Okay, would you jump in here and help us out, somebody on this definition of grudge? Got a lot of people on here like to know what their opinion is about this grudge race. Hey, push the one button. Give us your opinion. Let us know what you think. Help us out here. Don't sit back and be shy, because you got some people, I see some people on here, and I know they got their opinion about things, so don't be afraid. Let the grudge word know. It's just your opinion, man. It ain't no necessarily that no wrong or right. It's just how you feel as a grudge racer or as a class racer or as a spectator. You know, what do you think about it? It might not be defined. Everybody's definition is not going to be the same. It's defined however you believe in your heart that it is. You define it that way. That's just the way you view it. It's not a right or wrong answer. So at the end of the day, hey, if you bet your money, I don't care if you're a grudge car or you're a class car, if you bet your money, you grudge. So, you know, people look at it a different way, but I have seen people stop racing because they said that they're not going to run a car because they showed their time. That have stopped some races. So different people have different opinions about it. I just like to know what the growers were thinking here on the show. So, you know, jump in here, push the one button, help us out. We got a lot of people got to push. People sitting back sharing. Who we got?
Jackson, your mic is open.
What's up, Sharon? What's up, Mr. Tommy Dog and fellow racers?
What's up, Jack?
I think a true grudge racer, bro, is anybody that really travel and race, like somebody who's really not scared to race. Like, and if you don't mind, if I could just throw out a few names, and, you know, this is my opinion, who I think are, like, true grudge racers. You know, you got, of course, you got Tony Bynes. You got Trevor Toy. You know, he travel and race. And you got several people that really travel and hit these different tricks. And I see, you know, in the Arkansas tricks, you know, all the way to my crib, you know, Mississippi, and other places. But that's what I think a true grudge race is. Somebody who's not scared to race and who's willing to race anybody in or out they lead. You know, like I said, that's just my opinion. You got like Suitcase, he'll race anybody. And my ideology, because I've seen him race before. You know, my hat off to Bushnell. You know what I'm saying? He'll race you. You know what I'm saying? If you make it right, it is what it is, because, you know, I'll talk to him personally about race. So, you know, and also, you know, Pretty Tony, OG, he'll race anybody. So those are people I consider that are racers, and some that are true grudge racers who really hit the slab, bro, and really go race in different states and are race anybody. But that's just my opinion, bro, and that's all I got to say.
Hey, man, respect it, man. You know, that's what it's about. People have their opinions. It's what they think. So we're going to see on that. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Tracy, this is Slick with Team Nightmare. Let me ask you a question. On your backhand car that you said you built a true backhand car, stream backhand. Which one are you coming with?
I got a true backhand car. Let it be known, it ain't no extreme. It's a true backhand.
Okay, gotcha.
So, be well.
Gotcha.
Are you sure, Tracy?
I'm positive. I got a true backhand, and you sit like me.
Hey, Tracy, you know what? I got an odd little secret for you, buddy. As soon as I see you on dry land with that car.
Hey, let me explain something for you. Let me explain something for you. You got a black Mustang. You was asking my top sportsman for something. You got a black Mustang. You was asking my top sportsman for something. Because you said you had a backhand. Now we set just alike. Now,
hey, Tracy, I'm a share a little secret for you too, though. If you look on that video on my board, I got a Mustang sitting right over there. I'm building just for you.
Hey,
just for you.
Right now, you got one already built.
Yeah.
All right.
I got one
already built. And guess what? You got one already built right now that you was asking my top sports and fuck some, and I'm going to push you in the water box.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something, buddy.
Okay.
I got 9 little surprises for you, buddy. As soon as
okay,
I see
well,
you with your
back. Well, guess what? The one that you was asking my top sports and fuck something, wasn't long ago you was asking it for something, I'm going to push that one in the water box.
You know what? I'm going to say this again. You're going to have to do it because I ain't going to run from you. You can believe that.
Okay, well, okay. I'm not going to beat on my chest. I'm just letting you know that's the one you were asking my top sports or something. And I'm just going to let you know I'm going to push you in the water box. That's all.
You're going to get your first win with me because I'm going to make you race me.
Oh, okay, all right. I appreciate it, sir. Let's go
to the next caller, Sharon. Let's go to the next caller. I think you're trying to get somebody on the line. Hold on, I got one right here. Let me see what he got to say.
Cowboy, your mic is open.
Hey, Tracy.
Yes, sir.
Let me know who can we run when we come up there. I ain't asking for shit. I want to run. When we coming up, we got a 29, no Willie Bar.
Hold on, I gotta get on here right now. We're out in about a 29. Now you said something about the Willie Bar, but hold on, I just got a call.
He can keep it Willie Bar. He can keep it Willie Bar.
Hold on, I got a call. Let me see. I think I saw him on here. Push your one button. You called me today asking about running on 29s. You was asking about running a car, so I'm not gonna say the car you was asking about running, but we got a guy on here that's coming up here. I know I saw his number. Push the one button. Hold on, cowboy. Let me see him. He called me today.
He ain't gonna put no goddamn one. Button.
God damn it! What is that? Hold on.
Are y'all talking about y'all? Everybody talking about they want to raise them a seawall. Want to raise?
I got you. Let me see.
When prime time come in the high, prime time want to raise. All
I'm
that talk
you,
about
I'm
what you want to do. Want to see what y'all want to do this year? This year is prime time year.
We ain't worried about no prize, guy. We ain't worried about no prize.
We're going to show the world this year. This year, we're going to show the world who you are this year.
We ain't worried about no prize, guy.
No, you ain't worried about him now because we ain't up there.
Man, you need a neck brace. Every time you leave, your head down.
Jump in that water and can't swim, buddy.
Okay, all right.
Jump your ass in that water and can't swim.
Don't worry about the mule. You didn't load the wagon. You just get here.
When the time we get there, we're going to be there.
All right.
You just come face us when we get there.
All right, I got you.
I bet we don't hesitate by getting to that line. I bet you that.
We don't worry y'all out so much over in Texas. Y'all won't even come back no more. Who is prime time?
Man, come on, man.
Now,
we're coming to Texas.
Yeah, right. Y'all was bringing 5 cars, then it went to 3, then it went to 1. I was like,
Batman,
goddamn,
you ain't
never
been
in that ass.
You always should have had a whooping, man. Batman, don't even talk, man. You ain't never been
in
that ass, man.
Hey, you know what?
We've been killing you all our lives, man. Batman, we ain't want to beat you no more, man.
But you know
man,
how
we
race you.
Man, beating you. Man, we stopped you from racing. We stopped
you
from racing.
Step on. One day you do know how we race, don't you?
Batman, we stopped you from racing.
You
ain't never racing no more.
We'll discuss that a little bit later on when we get closer. We ain't going to talk about it right now.
Hey, Cowboy.
Okay.
Cowboy.
Yeah.
Answer this. What to you? The topic tonight, what's your definition of a true growers race? What's your definition? What do you think a true growers race is to you? You know, some people use the term, like I said, they don't want to run a car show this time of year. People tell me, I'm not going to run any show this time. But what is it to you?
Man, we don't give a fuck what they meant. The crew girl race, prime time. Don't give a fuck what time they show or what time they got. Let me tell you, man, people talk about them times back, man. They don't run them same time, man. People just be putting times out there. You don't know what them cars really going. Big man, like the man say, you know, you come to race. You ain't come to worry about what time this man run, what time this man might run. You come to race. So crew girl race, they ain't going to worry about all that. They're going to come to race. Prime time don't care about who doing what in Texas.
Okay, well,
it could be Roy Jane, Tommy Dahl, anybody. We come in the race to get some ass. And then Tommy Dahl, you said you got a car coming out.
I got
a
back
ass. I hope you be there. Well, then on your show, you might get there with too.
Okay, well, come on with it. Come on with it.
You might get deal with too.
I got a true back
ass.
Come on with it.
Man, Tracy,
what you call a true back ass?
I got a true back ass.
What
do
you call
a
true back ass?
Tracy, they ain't gonna do nothing but ask you for something. I'm telling you that. You know it.
Hey, what? Batman, we ain't never asked you for nothing.
Yeah, you did. I can't wait. That
we
asked
you for
nothing. We come way down there with that 69 and y'all bagged up like a Cincinnati suitcase.
Batman.
Tracy can vouch for that.
Tracy, you remember when Batman gave Jamie had a small block. He wanted to get Jamie the brain. And he never seen Jamie.
Well, I had to give y'all something, though. Every time I race y'all, I got to give y'all something.
You want to get Jeremy that? That's what you're talking about.
I changed y'all from Harrisburg.
You volunteered to get into it.
I know.
You volunteered to get into
it. I had to come all the way to Montgomery to get y'all. Even just to get y'all a hit. Yeah, y'all beat me, but I had to crap out the hit. And y'all, you got too much of this, you got too much of that.
Boy, you and Jermaine, yeah, you remember y'all talking, what we was in Crandall, when y'all was talking in Crandall? You remember Jermaine with the Malibu? We had the little Mustang. Y'all was drawing on us. And y'all told us, whenever y'all get the Malibu ready, y'all be ready for us.
Oh, yeah, we're running when we come out of down in Texas.
So y'all be down here April 12th then, huh?
Yeah, we'll be more than glad to run you.
Okay then. Well, that's good. Well, as long as y'all car be together, we'll be together.
Just a privilege to run you.
Okay, thank you, sir. It'll be a privilege to try y'all too.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Hey Jermaine, I bet you $20 that we gonna ask you for something.
Hey.
Yeah.
You wanna lock some in on the side then? Batman.
Yeah.
Long we run Jermaine in Malibu. He can keep on with the ball. We got 29. He got 29. He's keeping with the ball. So now, do you want to lock some in, Batman, on the side, dummy?
Yeah, As soon as y'all do it, yeah. As soon as y'all do
you want to lock
yeah.
it in? We can lock it. Hey, me, you can lock out of here.
What car you bringing? What car you bringing first? What car you bringing?
MC Hammer. Hammer.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
MC.
Okay.
Hey,
now, do you want to lock some in?
Cowboy.
Yeah.
Y'all bringing something on 28s, too? We probably trying to have our little 28-inch car ready, too.
Oh,
so.
No, I'm worried about MC Hammer now. Hammer got the date.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Man, do you? Yeah. Hey, bro, you probably bring about
I just told you. I just told
Batman,
you.
Batman, lock it in now before you won't get away. I want you to get away. Lock you up there now.
Hey, man,
if
you
I don't know,
get
you get
you
paid.
Don't get away.
If I don't
you
know, Batman, listen. If I don't know, you get paid.
Yeah, I don't know.
If you don't
know, and I hold it.
Okay, so
I don't know what
you're gonna do. Well, Tracy, if I lock him in now, I can't bed, right?
Hey, well,
I'm telling him I'm not gonna bed. Lock me in now. I won't bed, and I'm gonna get to that man ass. So lock me in now. Well, you won't run and hide, Batman. I'm tired of you hiding like Batman
I'm
and
not
Robin.
Run
and
hide. You know where to find me. You know where to find me. I don't run and hide.
Yeah.
Me, you always gamble.
See,
me, you always
crazy.
Gamble.
See,
me, you always
crazy.
Gamble.
Crazy.
You know
that. Right here. See, I'm kind of lock his man in to show him that what I'm going to do.
Say, man.
I'm coming in
listen,
and get his ass and get Batman money, too.
I want you to have.
We always gamble. If I let a goddamn Malibu feet hammer going crazy, man, that man got about his monkey ass mind.
I might bet on the gap
since you talk about somebody gonna beg, I might bet you on the goddamn gap. Yeah, I might bet you on the gap.
Hey, cowboy, save all that for the pot, cowboy. You ain't got to worry about that, man. Put that gap on. Bet you bet us on the gap. Don't worry about that, man. Keep all that to, you know, toward the pot.
No, I'm on Batman. I want Batman. I know I'm going to beat you. I want to destroy Batman, too.
Don't worry about Batman.
We down with Batman.
We got Batman back.
Hold on, Batman.
You got that fake ass racer list?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, put your Mustang at the top because you ain't gonna run it, but maybe once this year.
I know it. Hey, but I play fair game though. Like I told you, if you're a fake ass race, include me, Tracy, anybody else. I'm gonna put you on the list.
Oh, hey, one other thing, man. I always dude, you gotta come to me next time. I always got a bungee cord on my truck, so if you need something to keep that door shut, let me know.
Hey, man, one thing about it though, you know why that door stay open all the time?
Because you're ready to run out of it.
And that motherfucker rolling. That's why.
Hey, Batman, can we run your Mustang?
Man, look at
you, your Mustang in?
I'm betting with you, man. That's what I'm betting with.
Okay, you still get it, but can we lock your Mustang in, too?
I told you, I ain't never seen the car you got, but I'm pretty sure Jermaine know what you got. So I'm betting with Jermaine. Hey,
what kind of Mustang you got?
I'm going to bet against your ass.
Okay, what kind of Mustang you got?
Don't worry about all that. I want to see if you're going to be a fool and give me something.
You got an ass whooping.
Yeah,
when you come to Chelsea, get nobody nothing but an ass whooping. That's all we come to give. We
man,
ain't putting in, and
Chelsea,
we ain't getting nothing but an ass whooping.
Man, every time y'all came down here, man, y'all got your ass off the front.
Well, we still coming. So y'all must have heard us. We still coming. So we can't be hurt.
Hey, we got another hand up. Anybody want to tell me on this topic of Cowboy coming on here and him and Batman, they're going it all night. We don't want them to just keep going at it. Anybody else
no,
want to
get on mute,
topic,
man.
I'm going to
get on mute.
Hey, the second. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's up, Tommy Dog? How y'all doing, Miss Sharon?
What's going on, man?
Fine.
Right, bro. All right. Hey, man, that's an awesome topic, man. We actually had a conversation about that a couple of weeks ago, man. Man, we had a real nice turnout on this Saturday, man. The Grudge Race Barbecue Kickoff, man, over at my place, man. It was awesome. Probably about a little over 60, 75 Grudge Racers came out, man, enjoyed themselves, plenty of food, plenty of drinks. Everything was lovely. Sit around and bumped about it and talked about it. Well, now, man, it's time off all that, okay? It's time to put the pavement, put the rubber to the pave and make something happen. So I appreciate you coming up with this conversation because it's awesome. We need that. I got a race locked in already. I'm trying to lock in some more. So anybody that, you know what I'm saying, want to come and see me, we can make something happen. They know who they are, you know what I'm saying? They come out the bushes or whatever. A few of them ducked in the house.
Won't you tell us who they are? Hey, wait a minute, Hattie Shaker. We don't know who they are. Won't you tell us who you're trying to pull them out the bushes?
Well, I got one locked in with this ghost racer. I've never seen his vehicle, you understand me? So that's why I appreciate y'all coming up with it. I've never seen a man's vehicle, but I locked it in with him. But had a captain already picked up my punk out money and everything. That old other dude, you know what I'm saying, Undertaker, he already locked in, okay? But now, here it is. Your other boy, Nate Dogg, he done backed out. He crawled that, okay? I don't have a problem with that. Now, if you're working on your ride or whatever, no problem, you know? I mean, Jap with the gold color El Camino or whatever you want, that truck car, whatever you want. Okay, well, he been bumping at the little event we had Saturday, you understand me? And but he talking about it, but he ain't trying to be about it. So, I mean, the ones who bumping, man, it's time to come on with it, you understand me? So, I mean, it's a whole lot of people, man, running around here shaking and faking, man. I don't want to start it at FAR. Now, for real about that. No fake-ass racers, Tracy, they out here. You understand me? Be well. They out here, man. Don't let none of that get on you.
Let me ask you, so you got a race locked in. Is that race locked in for next week in the Roy James race?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes, sir. That is correct.
You locked in to run Undertaker?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
Okay.
Don't know what I'm running. I got an idea, but not sure. Because it's a whole lot of faking and shaking going on. I thought it was going to be the Blazers, not the Blazers. It's an S10 truck we haven't seen, but no, not a problem. We gonna boogie because, you know, Hater Shaker, she really don't have no love for nobody. She's really not biased to no one. So I'm not tripping, you understand me? Make it right, we make it happen. That's how we operate, you understand me? So all that faking and shaking, it's time to rattle the bushes and come on out of there. You know what I'm saying? They know who they are. I just called a few names. It's a bunch of them, Tracy. You know.
You call Nate Dogg yet?
Nate Dogg came. He came to the spot. You understand me? And he wasn't talking about nothing. You know, he really wasn't. I don't know his situation. I don't beg nobody to run me. You understand me? That's just how I operate. Because it's just so many of us out here. I just move on. I just keep it moving. You understand me? But it's a few others. You understand me? Yeah.
You want to push the one button because, like you say, man, we're only about 9 days away for the race, first Grudge event of the weekend, only about 9-10 days out. So I think a hand just went up. Sharon, who was the hand just went up we got there?
But hold on, Tracy. You said 9 days away? I don't think so.
I'm saying this weekend, we're only four days away. You're right, we're four days away. I'm saying this next weekend, Roy. Race is this Saturday, so yeah. Okay, Bushnell, your mic is open. What's up, Bushnell? What's up, Bushnell? Hey, y'all guys, y'all can get to Suitcase? Suitcase? Yeah. Suitcase, if you only push the one button. I ain't heard Case Knife. Case, if you only push your one button, not sharing TV, you call Suitcase.
I'm trying to
get him to lock in on it every time he see me race.
What?
Yeah, you know he say every time he see me, he going to race. I'm trying to lock him in on that. We're going to put a minimum lock in every time he see me race. If even these others don't race, we got to pay $500 before we leave that track. That's going to be the minimum. That's what my investor told me to tell him.
Okay, we're going to see when we get him on. Just hang on. We're going to see when we get him.
Yeah, on that topic about the true Grudge racing?
Yeah.
man, grudge racing is what it is, man. I call it the new thing since we come up off the streets, man. You know, it's like the shit. But you know, some people race class races, some people don't, man. So, you know, you can't really, you know, just whatever a person wanna do, man, you know, how they wanna do. So I really ain't got much to say about that.
I hear you. It's all about opinion, you know. I understand.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah, I got a marathon racing him all this month, so I'm good.
Who you racing Saturday, Bushman? Who you racing Saturday?
I want to run him Saturday, but if not, we can do it Sunday. You know, Sunday going to be all right, too. So.
Okay, we're trying to get Suitcase on, so just give him a minute. She's in the private room trying to get him on, so we'll see what he says. So, you know, I'm not sure who all right.
I want to say something else out there, just my opinion. That class versus grudge racing, I think we kind of spoke on it a little bit a week ago. It's an intermission, you know, for grudge racing. So, you know, it's whatever it takes to keep them fans, you know, happy, see some action while people trying to, you know, get engaged and get it on. I mean, it is what it is, man. Grudge racing, you know, that's what that is, man. I mean, I can't see nothing no different than what it is but that.
Yeah. I hear you, man. I know you're going to be eager to go, eager to burn some rubber this weekend, so.
You know how many years I've been waiting to just run. I remember Mark Lowe used to holler that shit about it. He race till he fall out, man. That's the kind of shit I want to do. You could beat me to death till I stop breathing, man. I'm pretty good up too, you know.
Uh-huh.
I got pretty good long winds. I'm putting out plenty of winds. So when I hear somebody say that, man, that's like, boy, that's like shit. That's like a lifetime ticket. I mean, that's what I want to hear.
Hey, Bush, now, you say
yeah.
You're going to run Suitcase every time you see him. You want to lock in a deal.
Every time, yeah. That's where he made that statement about what he want to do to me every time he see me. So we're going to lock that in on, so the whole world will know that that's what that is. So that's every time. I think my best friend said it's 40 weekends in a year, so we can run for 40 weekends.
Who else you got on your radar this early year? Who else you got on your radar, man?
That's my boy, man. He keep me here all the time.
Listen,
man,
who else you got on your radar right now? Who on your radar?
Man, you know what? Once I start getting it on, it really don't matter, man. I'm not scared to get up there. You know, I just know what I be up against all the time, man. I don't need nobody to go stage no race for me because I've been in this shit long enough for time. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of like, you know, I don't really be too much. I don't really talk. I ain't talk shit after, man, because I hate talking shit. And then you know, look bad when you don't do that. So I rather, but if I get done, boy, you gonna hear me from the street out there, man. You know, so you can't out talk me. I just rather wait. You know, it is what it is, man.
Bush now.
You can hear me from Daddy talking, Orlando, house of Hood. It don't matter.
Bush now.
Yeah.
Hey. Suitcase, your mic
is
open.
Hey, Bushnell, I'm here. Hey, what's up,
yeah,
man?
Yeah, you want to lock that up? Every time you see me, man, we got a minimum bed, a $500 bed, we don't do nothing every time. So we want to lock that in?
Yeah, we can lock that in with Chris because my car down. I'm going to be
down
for a few
weeks.
No,
ain't talking about no Chris. We ain't talking about no Chris. We talking about with you right now.
Well, my car ain't going to be running right
okay,
now.
Well,
I ain't got no motor in my car.
But, you know, you don't want to say that. You know, you don't let people just say what they say first. It's better for me to dress it more better when you go first. That way I get me trying to think. Because sometimes I got to get phone calls and motherfuckers be letting me know, hey, man, you talking too much or you saying the wrong shit, too. So
hey,
I got
to
kind of watch what I
as
say.
As soon
you know?
As I get my car fired up, we can do that as soon as I fire my car. Trust me, you ain't going to want none.
Oh, man, look, if you say like that, I got a brand-new Proline shirt that you're going to see me this Saturday. I'm gonna make you buy you a pro line mode. I told you that.
I don't need no pro line. You ain't got.
You ain't
no
gonna be with that junk.
No
you ain't gonna be with
for.
That mommy pop shit. I bet you that.
You ain't got no full stone. What I need a pro
yeah,
line
hey,
for?
Hey,
you
ain't gonna be with that mommy pop you got. I know you got a mommy pop over there.
Look, I pull that small block for it. I'm fixing to put a big black Chevy in there just for you.
Anybody can go get a motor train. I mean, goddamn. So I know I'm gonna let you take
motor.
That shit out
there. I
told you you have enough shit. So it got to your head and stuff, huh? I see. I know your ass
ain't
have enough.
I ain't changing for you, Bush. Now I got bigger fish to fry, man.
That's
ain't worried
right
about
there,
you, man.
I don't know what else you with that shit. I know I told your ass you ain't have enough.
Look, I done looped you twice,
man.
Bush, now.
Why you made my day, man?
Hey, look, I done whooped you twice
shit.
Already.
I make you take
I ain't worried about
you,
Bush, now.
Before you ain't got to the fish.
I got bigger fish to fry, homie. Hey, what's up with Chris, though? What's up with Chris? Let's lock
shit,
in the night.
Man.
Let's lock in the night.
I told that man, you gonna find the bottom of goddamn pole line fucking with me, man. To pull that shit out, y'all.
Okay. What's up with Chris, though? What's up?
I'm not saying something, dog. Move on to the next person, man. I'm not saying.
Mm-hmm.
What, man?
We gonna see.
Yeah, I'm not saying. I'm in the queue, man.
As soon as I get all pressure, you're going to be the first victim. I bet you that.
Oh, man. Man, you're going to fuck around my best. Go buy me a 5-3 mode. Then what you going to do?
I don't care. I'm still going to wait you. I don't care. Shit, do it. You don't
man,
take
I'm
no more money.
You,
man. That's it.
Out, man. I made you take that shit out of there. Hey, you did it, bro. I'm glad you made a smart decision because that mom and pop shit you had in there, we ain't going to get there.
So how the hell I keep beating you, though?
You know what I'm
saying?
You
can take
shit down. I'm going to tell you right now. When I was going to crush your ass with that mom and pop, you know what I'm going to tell you down the hell here? You ain't had no business getting the motherfucker two times. That's what I'm going to tell your ass with that shit you had. That's what I'm going to tell you. I'll speak for your ass, boy. I'll speak for you, man.
Look.
Yeah,
you know,
I can't get that
like
speed
now,
so I'm
not going to
tell that speed now, because you're a trained tool. I told him to get that shit out of that, and you did.
I didn't take it out for you. You know that. I got bigger fish to fry. I'm raising people you always, Bush.
Hey,
man,
they really don't run.
All
the
people you
scared of,
I'm
going to
put
out there. They really
why
don't run nice to the
pros,
man. They bad just broke the better of that shit. But, you know, I mean, you know, you just got to do what you got to do.
Well,
you
know,
shut up there and just
take
some
shit
over.
You want to quit. My fine money. What's up,
man?
What's up,
man? So,
I can't do nothing right now. What's up, quit?
So, you know, you keep trying to put Chris on me, regular Chris. You know, that ain't a run. I ain't going to call him that because that's a disgrace, that. So, you want to put a regular Chris on me with a turbo red motor car, you know, make more power than my nicest car. So, you know, we got to do a little something different on him to fuck with him. So, but I ain't got any word about you, no. You had sense over. You took that shit out, man.
I know, because you ain't going to race me no more. That's what's going to happen. You ain't going to
lie. Hold on. I thought you ain't no true grudge ready, because a true grudge ready don't never worry about the next man, man. Because, see, I ain't never worry about now, motherfucker, treatment must be
well,
talking about 2K.
Hey, that's you.
So, I don't consider you not a true grudge ready, because I don't be doing no worry, man.
Hey,
you
listen,
see what I'm saying?
Listen.
Yeah, I
talk for Chris.
I talk for Chris.
What's up? Let's lock it for
I don't worry about Chris now. That's the difference between me. I have fun with all of them. I like seeing all the cats.
That's why we different. That's why we different.
Time, man, with the drug race and shit.
That's why we different.
I like to see. I like to see old No Hunt Cowboy. You know, and all the folks and Tony behind it, and Tony Wright and all the motherfuckers. You know, all the bad motherfuckers. I like all this shit, man. So you know.
Man, I ain't worried about all this. All I want to know is, can we lock in? All I want to know is, can we lock in with Chris Bad?
Swap, motor swap right now and all that shit, man. I got to wait till my investor buy
I'm
me another motor.
I'm not
swapping
for you, Bush.
We're talking about
the
kids right now, man. Right now, we can't talk about it right now.
You ain't the only person I want to raise. I can swap motor. Hell, you swap motor.
Yeah, you got to have mom and pop ass shit you had in that car. I told your ass you ain't have enough.
Okay,
well,
if you feel that way,
you know your ass ain't have enough.
Hey,
you know you run that bitch without no water. You gonna be running that motherfucker without no nothing trying to stay out front of that motherfucker with a motor.
Oh man, you talking?
Yeah, whatever.
That's what you doing?
Real
you
shit,
talking?
Though. Yeah, you ain't no true ass brother, Ray. I'm talking about some for real
you,
ass
you,
shit. You feel
okay,
me?
Okay, well, hey.
Yeah,
so
I'm talking about
no
real shit. Because
I'm switching motor.
Yeah. I bet you.
Come
that.
On,
I
man.
Bet you ain't
make sense,
no real
man.
Shit.
Come on, Bushnell, man. You tripping, man?
Yeah, ain't no motherfucker
tripping,
about tripping. I just
I'm just acting the way I act. I say, I'm talking about the real shit. Yeah. But anyway, man, she'll give, man. Pick up a load or something. I just dropped one off the damn field. Looking for nothing.
Man, I ain't worried about that. Listen, man.
Yeah,
I ain't got nothing to do about that.
I can't get nothing to
do about
that.
Man, I'm
going
to see what you're
going to
do. That's it.
Hey, Bush, that man, they ain't got all press. But right now, they ain't got all press, so you got to respect that. But he said he's trying to do something with Chris Carr. So, hey, Suitcase, since you're on there, man, I heard you mention Chris Carr's, Chris Carr, you got something you're trying to do the weekend? You got somebody you want to holler at? Because it sounds like that's the car you got ready. I know Roy's trying to get some action in his race, so you got anybody on your mind, or you going to just shake them down or what?
Anybody that Bushnell won't race, we'll line up with them. That's what I said.
You sound funny, man. I'm glad
I'm
you get my
saying,
name,
man.
You sound
it
funny.
Is what it is, Bushnell.
You
how you
going to
say
man.
I ain't no grudge racer because I'm switching motor, man? That's some crazy shit, man.
I didn't say nothing about it. I said in my opinion, man, that because I made you train that shit
your
up that you can't
right,
your ass, man. You can't get by, man. Go on, man.
We just got a hand up. Maybe somebody got something to address about this. Sharon, go to the next call.
Where
just
about this little motherfucker ain't race all the goddamn time? Where about Suitcase?
Hold on, Bush, now. Go ahead on, Sharon.
Yeah.
I just had a hand up. Who was that?
They must have took it down.
Hold on, Bushnell.
713-7458. You got your hand up?
No, sorry.
Okay. All right, Tracy.
Okay. Yeah, Bushnell, so I guess you got a suit.
Hold on, Troy. Yeah, you know, your true grudge race. I mean, shit, it's a prime example how shit blow off. You know, you come on big nuts and the man doing some changes and all of a sudden everything changed. You know, Troy, that man.
Hold on, Troy. Hey, everybody can't hear what Troy's saying. Somebody's talking, so check your mic. Troy's talking right now, so check your mic. You ain't talking, put it on mute. Or I hear some noise in the background. Go ahead, Troy.
Yeah, I'm just saying in grudge racing shit, we ain't going to stay the same every year all year. You know what I'm saying? You can't ask a person what motor keeping their car. If you want to try that person, get nuts, try. Shit, I mean, that's all I think of. You know, you looking for a certain person, you looking for them, shit, there they go, try them when they get oil pressure, whatever. But, you know, the game getting so fucked up, you know everybody, excuse my friends, but everybody done hit bases on it, everybody scared, this and that. I mean, shit, make this motherfucking shit index racing by, you know, what was that?
I thought somebody was going to say something.
But anyway, like I said, you know, everybody just need to get their shit together, you know. Like Batman said and y'all say, you know, quit being so scared to lose and going to try some shit, you know. But, you know, I look at it and I don't want to be picking on nobody, you know, throwing no names out there. But, you know, shit, they know who they are, thing, right? But shit, that's how
you
I look
be
at it.
Y'all ready? I ain't
gonna make it a Royal Race. I ran into some more problems than I thought. I ain't gonna make it. So,
yeah,
but I will have one person after Royal Race. So anybody wondering, that's it. So
I got your back.
Come at me. You know, get me. But
somebody said you got your name. Was that
I got your back, Troy. This ain't a shaker, baby.
Oh, okay. I appreciate that, shaker.
Yeah. Hey, I will take the move from all regular Chris though. With that big
no, you ain't gonna take nothing. You talk all that noise, Bushnell. You need to be a man and line up. You said that
I
man ain't had shit
from
for himself. Line
ass.
Up to him so he can get drunk.
I take the move from regular Chris ass. I bet you
ass. So okay,
with my
I'm gonna say like shit. This: when I get all pressure, me and you gonna be head up, right?
Oh, man, we're going to have to renegotiate, man. I mean, you know.
Yeah,
I told you
what
I do. You ain't got ball pressure. I told you I do a regular Chris act. Tell him give me the move with his bad ass.
Yeah.
You ain't getting nothing. You don't get a head up right.
I can't fuck with it. With
bet
on Quincy or Ratmore,
it's
gonna
be a gap. I tell you like this, it'd be a head up race, and I bet on the gap. How about that?
Oh yeah, Peter, I don't give a damn what you bet on, man.
Yeah, See, you're always talking. No, this is what I'm saying. This is what I gotta say about the whole situation.
I let you go. I always let folks go first, though.
Hey, look, I done run my small block all year. I decided to change, and you gonna talk all that noise, bushness.
So that
I'm gonna drive it on you, boy.
I know you have to jump.
What? I ain't gonna even go there. I ain't going there. But I bet you I'll be faster than that junk you got. I bet that.
We gonna see that, man.
No, I'm just saying.
I told you, you know, we
really
don't want
trouble with
my nitrous anyway, that really.
Junk.
You rented on one turbo with nitrous, really, you know? You didn't know that? Where you come from?
Shit, I don't know. You tell me.
Better than I do. Really, that's really why y'all feeling all cocky. I guess y'all feel like, you know, you way killer than me, so, you know, y'all won't do it. But yeah, y'all feel that goddamn
thing.
Let me tell you something, man.
I race when I know I don't have a chance. I race when I know I don't have a chance.
That's good. I didn't ask you that. That's your business.
Shit, I ain't scared to lose, man.
I ain't never been scared either. But anyway, man, we can go to something else. I asked for the break for Chris. They don't do it, so the shift gears, man. Let's go pick up a load,
man. I know you ain't going to race him. You talk all that noise, and then now you want the move.
I said all that noise, and you want some. I know you ain't going to race me. I run around about what I'm going to do to a motherfucker every time I see him, but we supposed to do with you.
Because you be talking all that noise and you don't want nobody to say nothing. You ain't the only one can talk, man. You ain't the only one got to talk.
Man, I ain't talking no noise on shit, man. Chris don't want to race, and you ain't got no offense. You talking about some other mode. We just renegotiate when we see each other again, man. Ain't no big deal.
Yeah,
still all,
I'm
still having a blast,
though. We ain't going to race because you ain't going to race me. I bet that.
I'm having
a
blast,
man. Asking the moon from Chris.
I worry about what Bushnell going to do. You worry about what Sucre going to do.
Bushnell ain't gonna race, man. Bushnell gonna race when he think he got some. Bushnell ain't gonna get out there and take a chance.
Hey, man, I done got myself beat up in races. I done won races. Really ain't nothing to me, man.
I know.
I'm spiritual to this shit, man. I ain't no motherfucking driver, man. You tripping.
Hey, look, I know firsthand you done got beat. I done beat you twice.
I'm gonna beat you three, four more times if you line up. Man, hey, y'all, hey, man, move around, man.
I'm just saying. Since my shit's so slow, how I keep getting by?
I don't even want to keep talking about that. I don't want to be on the Batman.
I think I got another hand on. Hey, man, it's good. People got different opinions about it, you know. And like I say, a grudge racer, man, to me is somebody to get up there and take a chance, man. Whether a class racer or a grudge racer, if a guy feel like he got action, he might take a gamble. You know, sometimes it don't matter if you show time or not, especially around here any given time. Some of these cars part of the show time. But like I say, when you go to a grudge race, because that guy showed his time, he ain't necessarily go that time on that day. Sometimes you just get up there and do what you're going to do. Like I say, if you don't feel like you win, better love money. Hey, guys, take a chance. So, you know, it's just what it's all about. You're not going to win them all. If you ever caught a man faster than you, the fastest car don't always win. So, it's about taking chances sometimes. You know, sometimes you just don't like the race. If you don't like the race, just say you don't like the race, but don't be beating on your chest about other folks, you know. Just move on.
Really?
Don't always make it about doing it with somebody else when you won't do it, because it's a lot of cars, and none of these cars don't set just alike. So it's about just trying to make action, man. It don't really matter. But that's that. I think we had another hand up, Sharon. We'll go to the line and see what they got to say.
210-7767.
Your
mic is
Batman.
Open. Batman. Batman.
214-7767. What's your name? Yeah, this is Tenfold Racing. What's up, Batman? Oh,
okay.
Who the fake ass? Hey, they begged me to win on Sunday. They forced me to win.
Okay. When Batman is being addressed, he doesn't talk.
Yeah, he was calling me.
Come on, man.
Hey, 10-4. Hold on a second, Batman. 10-4, tell him what you posted on Facebook.
Yeah, I've seen that. I couldn't make my card hook, man. And they forced me to beat the shit out of him, blow the asshole off. But that's all right. Fuck y'all up.
What happened?
I said, you're calling me a fake ass Asian.
Who called you that?
You?
When did I call you that?
You were calling me a fake ass Asian all fucking night, Sunday.
No, correct that. I said, don't make me put you on that list.
Oh, okay.
But you got on up there and took care of your business.
Yep.
That's what I said. Ain't that exactly what I said?
I don't remember.
I said, don't make me put you on that list.
Hey, Bush, you got to change your motives or what?
10-4-4, y'all coming to Houston?
No, I don't think so.
No.
No, sir. That's all I had to say.
Okay, but anyway, 10-4. Hey, Tracy, let me tell somebody about 10-4 then. 10-4, his name is Allen, man. He with the 10-4 camp. They got several cars. He did take a win at the GUT, at the legendary GUT this past weekend. I forgot to let everybody know that. He ran Gangsta Joe, which that's the guy that Pretty Tony always runs. And he took the win over Gangsta Joe, so that was a good job. I told him to go ahead and get on the boy. He went on ahead and did it. That's why I told him, man, don't make me put you on this fake-ass list today. That's exactly what he was talking about. So if anybody want to know what went down with that, that's what went down with that, you know, because like I told him, man, no matter what lights y'all run, just run them, man, and see what the outcome is. So he came victorious. So then I give him hands off the 10-4 Allen.
Well, he made it out.
Appreciate it.
Okay. I think DJ keep trying to get in. Sharon, you seeing? Matt Ass, push the one button. I don't see you.
I don't see him either. DJ Madhouse, if you're on here, press the one button.
If not, maybe not on, he was trying to get on or something, so not get him on because I guess he got something to say. He was calling him a phone right there, and so I want to see. I don't see him, but maybe you might have to call his number because he kept calling my phone.
Hey, Tracy.
Yeah.
Give me a minute.
Hey, this is Slick, King Nightmare.
What's happening?
Hey, I want to call something out, man.
Go ahead on.
I want to call DJ Carl out. I think last week he called and said, want to call me out. I want to meet him. Whatever he want to do with it, whatever he want to do is fuck.
DJ who?
Carl. I think that was his name. Whatever he want to do and whatever he want to do is fuck. Just get him on the phone and tell him he know how to contact me. Anybody tell him to look me up.
DJ Carl?
I think that was his name. He was on there last week. Call me out.
What kind of call do you have?
I've got his number, Tracy.
You know what
he's
talking about?
Okay, get him on.
Yeah, I know what he's talking about. Let me try to get DJ Madhouse first, and then I'll try to get Carl on.
Yeah, get him on the phone.
Yeah, if you're on here, push the one button. If you're on here, push the one button. Now we'll try to get him on, let you address him. See what he got to say, but, you know. The guy's on here looking for action, so if you want some action, push the one button while you're on here right now. And let the person know, amen, the Grudge Racing season, first, it kicks off. It's going to be going all year. It's a short break, but it's time to go live all over again. So you already had one at the GUT this weekend. So
coming down.
Hey, what's that?
I'm looking for some action nights on night.
Huh?
I'm looking for some action nights on night.
Who is this?
Who's next?
You looking for some action what?
Matches on action.
Who you want?
Stock suspension, full-body motherfucking car, any full-body stock suspension, Nigel's car looking for some action. That's what I got.
That's what you got.
Oh, so now you don't get trouble cars now, huh?
You
running or what?
You know, it's side suspension. So
you running or what? What you running for? Your car ain't no stock suspension car. You lot of
hey,
cars,
man,
huh?
I'm talking about Bridgenail car. Not my car's motherfucking stock suspension. Wait, what kind of way? Hey, man, you need to start traveling, man. See, that's your problem, okay? You don't go nowhere. That shit is the same suspension, man.
Ladder bar and motherfucker stock suspension, same suspension, man.
Hey, my tell me down. I'm looking for nitrous or stock suspension ladder bar, man. Full body car, looking for some action. That's what the girl is looking for.
If you got that question, somebody, let's just open the mic. Was that DJ Man asshole? Was that DJ Man? Was your mic open?
Go ahead.
Did I just open your mic? Man out.
Ain't got you what kind of car I got.
I thought it was on, but I guess it, I don't know, it fell off, Sharon. I thought that was Madhouse. I don't see it now.
Okay, hold on. No, I tried to call DJ Madhouse. He went straight to voicemail. That's Hater Shaker that you saw that came back on.
He pushed the one button, so. Well, no, Hater Shaker.
Okay, the only person, okay, he must be on Elvis's phone, but hold on just a second. I called Carl. He's at work. I got to give him 5 minutes to call him back. He'll get off in just a second, so I got to give him 5 minutes to get up, to get off work. Elvis, your mic is open.
Hey, I was just getting in the queue where Madhouse can get in.
What's on your mind,
man? Your mic is open.
No, I was just coming. I wanted to hear the show, and I kept getting kicked out. So, you know, I wanted to see what was going on. I read your topic earlier today, and I find that you run about that topic a lot. You know, what is actually a real grudge racer, and you know, everybody have their own definition of it. I'm not going to sit in that lane. I'm not going to step in and think and talk about what I think about a grudge racer, because every time I do, it gets knocked down. You know.
It's just a matter of opinion, man. I mean, everybody's opinion when it comes to that can be different. It's just a matter of what you think your opinion is. So it ain't really no right or wrong answer.
No.
Well, I feel you on that, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like I said, everybody has their own definition about it. You know, I'm just a person behind the camera. You know, and I've always felt that a grudge racer, a real true grudge racer, is one, have to be in the game for a while. And after a while, 5 years, you know, that's okay. But, you know, to learn the ins and outs, because there's a lot of trickery behind grudge racing, you know, to how you call the game, how you stipulate the game. So much going on, and it's constantly going, you know what I'm saying? So I feel personally a grudge racer is a genius, because he knows exactly what he's talking about, and that's what most, you know, the definition of a genius is, a person talking about. That's what they talk, only what they know about, you know what I'm saying? But grudge racers are geniuses for this reason. They can talk themselves in a race. They can talk themselves out of a race. They can stipulate the races. They can almost predict what a person's car is going to do, even not knowing what's in the car, because they probably got ears somewhere else. There's just a lot of definition behind the word, what's a true grudge racer.
Yeah, we just learned to throw it out there, man, just to hear what, on the grudge word, just to hear what people's opinion is. Everybody's going to have different opinions, but the biggest point all is, man, try to make some action. Try to get in where you fit in and try to make some action. So, you know. Just trying to bring some action, get your man. Hey, every race ain't fit for everybody. But try to get your man. So, okay, man, we appreciate that. But, man, we're running up on that hour, man. And
Hold on. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. You got something?
Bushnell. You still there, sir?
Bushnell, how you?
Anyway, he said he's looking for a nitrous car, a ladder bar, stock suspension. So I'm trying to think.
Which now?
Yeah,
man. But now we going on dance, man. Shit, you know.
Some of you dudes just be desperate, man. They be wanting me to talk.
Uh-huh.
Hey, and I ain't never looked at your car in my life.
Bushnell, stop that. Stop that, man.
I ain't never looked at
around.
Your car in my life, Will. So how you gonna tell me about what I'm saying?
Well, you want to know why I know
you
looked at my car?
But you know the difference between looking at a car, man, when you walk over there and look at it, man. I'm seeing it from a distance, man.
When you see it again, Mr. Bushnell, if it's to your
left,
I want to get on your ass. To put it like that.
But I'm going to tell you right now, if you back here, you out of my league.
I ain't back here. You said
you're going to
start the picture.
Yeah, what's that? Okay.
What's up, man?
If you back here, why you ain't getting all the phone calls to me? You ain't going to do nothing for me, man. So that man get on
call.
Right.
Hold on, my name. I'm looking for
you
me.
You know what you is already, so what is it?
Hold on, I think it's the guy we just got on call. Was looking for somebody called Team Nightmare. Somebody from Team Nightmare. Who's that call calling out? He's on there.
It's Slick, Team Nightmare. I'm on here. I'm the one calling him out. Well, what y'all want to do?
Say what?
Hey, what y'all want to do?
Shit, man. Who is it?
Well, we ain't got ready.
Is he
got
call?
Ready.
Yeah, I'm
saying
ready to keep a grip.
We're
lining up,
man.
When you want to do it, baby?
Well, see, I don't want to do no locking in, man, because I heard somebody in Nightmare County be locking in stuff and it don't be no real lock.
Who is this? Who is this? Who is this?
This car, man. This car. I was up last week talking about.
Say what?
Yeah,
you called me out last
week looking for y'all.
The DJ car?
Yeah.
Okay, well, shit, you got me. What's up, man? You called me out.
Yeah,
you said you want to look at Slick. So here I am. What's up?
What y'all want to do it for when y'all ready?
Shit, we stay ready. What you want to do it for? What, you name it. We claim it. You
hey,
want to do it tonight?
Tonight? What are we going to do tonight then?
Shit, whatever you want to do it. You want to do it stock in the morning? Whatever you want to do it, Papa.
Nah, man, you talking crazy. Now, when y'all want to do it, man, at a race, man? I don't do no damn street race. Ain't no tracks over right now. Let's talk some real stuff, man. After I was out the wild shit, and I ain't with all that, man. But if y'all want to race for us, you know what I'm talking about? Y'all want to race, we can do that. Ain't no street race, none of that, though.
Hey, man, I tell you, man, you called me out last week, so you let me know when you want to do it.
I'm mad, man. It's a race on the 12th. It's a race on the 22nd. Which one you want to do it at?
No, it's coming down on the 12th, nigga.
No. I'll get up on the 22nd.
You can do it. I tell you what, this DJ car, what are you doing on the 22nd? Shit, what are you talking about?
What you want to do it for, man?
Shit, you name it. What you want to do it for? Make it light on yourself. You make it light on yourself.
5,000.
Hey.
Is it 5
what?
Huh?
What'd
like
you say?
Pal.
Hey, man, call me, man. You call me when you get ready, man. Call me when you get ready. You got my number, man. Call me when you get ready. Shit.
Lock
bullshit. You call me out last week. Call me when you get ready. You got my number. Call me when you get ready. But I tell you what, be ready on the 22nd. Call me this week. We're going to do it on the 27th. Call me when your people get right, when you want to do it. But we definitely do it on the 27th.
I think he fell off.
Okay. He got my number. He got my number.
Hey, Troy.
Hey,
yeah,
Troy.
I'm here.
Call you.
Yo. I mean, I didn't get to that because I'm both trying to engage. So, I mean, is you back half or not, bro?
Nah, I ain't back half. I'm a ladder ball car, like I told you.
You're not aluminum pro when you open your truck or none of that. That's what you're telling me.
Yes, sir. I got the Reginald's. Stock flow of a 6'8 Camaro, ladder bar car with no bars, and I ain't asking you taking your bars off. We could do it.
Like I say, man, I ain't never looked at your car. I just have to look at your car.
Wow.
Yeah.
You look at it, we come to agree. You look
at your car. I'm gonna tell you something. I ain't got to look. Money. I don't need to look to see what kind of motor you got, what kind of transmission you running, what kind of night experience you got. I ain't trying to see all that shit. I'm just trying to see what I want to see before I tell you I run you, man. But I mean, I run you, that ain't the problem. But I ain't never seen your car. I ain't never walked up your car and looked through your car. Never in life, mister. Never.
I see that truck.
Fine.
I never walked
through it. I know you ain't got to step over shit when you walk around the back. So, you know, you ain't got to step over shit when you walk around the back of that motherfucker. I ain't got no bars. I'm coming to you like you say. When I told you, when you get on 29s, you're in my territory.
Hey, look, I ain't worried about all that, man. I ain't nobody scared of you and nobody else for this race.
I try you, man.
How about that?
Bushnell, I'm just calling. I'm just going on your call.
Are
you looking for a nice,
see
strong
you
ladder
for?
That's what we come up with. That's good.
Yeah, if I see how you looking like I'm sitting, I'm gonna try you with that.
That motherfucker been the same for 15 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
no, matter of fact, it been the same since 1986.
I'm gonna ease body on the scooter and peep you out, and I'm gonna tell you right then I try you with that.
Yeah, okay, that's a bet. Yeah, I'll take that. At least that's some kind of action. At least I come get you to see me.
No, you got to come get me. I got a golf cart in the school.
I can get you to come by and see me. I ain't coming to get you, partner. Trust me.
I'm going to see you in the train, man. I'll catch that train. I ain't going nowhere. I'll be there.
All right.
That's
what I did. No, I ain't been up since that motherfucker opened, partner. You ain't the moment.
And you know you're not going to help me on that tree, though, huh? You know that,
You do what?
You know you're not going to hurt me on that tree, though, right? You know that, You know that ain't going to be. You know we're going to put a stiff in that, if I try you,
What about the tree?
You know the stiff ain't stiff in the grass game, You know that, too. That ain't going to be a problem, is it?
No, this is what the stiff going to be. I'm going to tell you right now, if you agree to race my car, the stiff is going to be 8 mile head up pro tree.
That's what you say. I gotta have a
skip
too, man. I mean, damn.
Okay.
It ain't all about
what
you say.
Hey, what you want me to do? You want me to take out my ladder bars for you?
Don't let folks stop you from racing because of skipping that, right? I mean, if you got some type of skip, that shouldn't stop you from racing, right?
Well, people gotta every step ain't agreed upon, so it's just agreement, you know.
He should figure it out his damn self. I ain't got to tell him. I know what you're saying, but you know, when I walk by, check you out, and give you the green light, I'm going to try you. You know what it's going to be, though. That's how we're going to do it, right?
I got you. I know what you're trying to swing.
Okay, well, that's
how it is. It just depends on how I feel that day.
You might not got to know these. I'm going to try you, though. I get a chance to try you. You know, you have to try me, you know. One time
nah,
you
I ain't
had
to try.
Hey,
one
time,
partner,
one
look
time
here.
You even
look.
Told, one time you even told on the board, we were talking about, I was your business, man. My girlfriend was like, what do you mean by that, baby? That was your business, you know. I don't know. That was you put that on there, not me. I ain't never said nobody was my business but Bushnell.
Hey,
so I don't know, bro.
Look here, Bushnell, you the one that got grudge on your dough? I'm a grudge racer, so you got to get the puff cart away. That's all I look at.
Man,
it's
look,
racing,
you,
fight.
You go, man.
It's
you
racing.
Go. You're
who
nice,
else racing?
Who?
Hey,
you
who else racing?
Though, man. You're on nice as you
who?
Go. I just want to check you out, though. I ain't never check you out.
Okay.
I want to see what,
see what
you're looking
I'm
like.
Ghost, you ain't
I'm
gotta come
look
at you. Just tell me I'm a ghost.
If I see what you're looking like, we're going to get it on. That's what
we're going to
do.
Well, we're going to get it on because you ain't going to see
it. Yeah, we're going to get it on. So that's the best deal. Now, you get a chance. Well, I'm over there and check you out in the pits. Like I said, it'll take about a couple of minutes. And then we're going to get it on.
All right. Just bring your car. You might as well just bring your car with you because we just going right in.
I'm
about
the first chance I get, man. I mean, damn. I mean, goddamn. What, you be missing the track sometimes, too? I'm about the first chance I get, man. I don't even know without that motherfucker.
Hey, freeze or whatever, man. We're just, like I said, you ain't
got
to take this shit
first. You ain't going to say I got your ass beat already because you ain't going to help me on the tree. You just got out of
okay.
me now. Okay.
I got to agree on the stiff, partner. You ain't finna hustle me on no stiff.
Make sure you run a number now. I'm letting it run me one.
Well, if you run a number, she's going to jump my ass head up and don't throw no stiff on the tree.
I ain't going to let you hustle me on the tree. You're not going to hustle me. I ain't going to let you hustle me. I've been in the game too long to let you not hustle me.
Okay. You're right.
You know, we just answer things like that. It shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, okay. You right.
Yeah, ain't no problem.
All right. I'm going to do that.
I'm out.
All right. Yeah. Hey, see, D'Antoni, I'm getting the text. See, D'Antoni, push the one button if you on here. I hear y'all got... If y'all didn't push the one button, I got a text. Y'all got five races and y'all locked in. It didn't take y'all but 5 minutes to get them locked in so y'all can get down on your business. So who are the five races? Who are? I don't know who they are. I just got a text and y'all got five races locked in and it didn't take but 5 minutes to get them done. See, Tony,
I think somebody got some background noise.
Huh?
Somebody's got some background.
I'm trying to see all those five races they got locked in 5 minutes. I saw Keith San Antonio. He done fell off. Or?
Yeah, I
is
think he fell off.
I just got a text. Trying to let the grudge world know who those five.
I can try to get him on if you want me to.
Do you want me to try to get C-Town
Tony on?
Yeah, get him on. Let the girls know who those five. I got a text, but they didn't tell me who the five are.
Hold on.
You know.
Hey, Tracy.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, if you can get a hold of T-Bag, the Hater Shaker, let him know. I take that move if you want to go ahead on. He offered it to me, so I go ahead on and take that if you want to get on with it.
Who is that now?
T-Bag
want to give you the move this Saturday?
Yes, sir.
T-Bag, if you out there, I push the one button. Hater Shaker say he going to go on and take a gamble and take the move. So if you out there, somebody know how to T-Bag telling me he just got accommodated for Roy's race this Saturday.
I'm just trying to be busy, baby. I don't want to be bored. I'm trying to be busy. I'm trying to bring action. You feel me?
I hear you, so. Well, we'll see if he said give it to you. If anybody got him, get him on. He's trying to make some action for Roy's race this weekend, so we'll see. I'm quite sure the word to get to him, because I'm quite sure as we're talking right now, somebody texted me saying, hey, the Shaker's on here saying, hey, yeah, take it. So we'll see if he mean it or not.
Yep.
So give a minute. We'll see these five lock-ins off. I'm just trying to find out. I keep getting texts. I'm trying to find Flip on here. Let me see if I see Flip. Flip was on here. Hold on. Flip.
Yeah, I'm here.
Who are them five lock-ins?
I know for sure it's Tony Thorne. I know it's Tony Thorne against C-Town Tony. It's Aaron against Randy Stafford, Cowboy and M. It's Cottonmouth, you know, Steve Cottonmouth with the Camaro against Stafford and him again. And then it's, it's Randy Thorne, actually. Yeah, Randy Thorne against Cottonmouth Steve. And then Cowboy Stafford against against Steve and Randy Stafford and then Ricky against the Yellow Bullet out of, it's pretty much home of the fast cars against the Jackie Deaver crew, pretty much is what it is. That's the five races. I'll say them again. Tony Thorne against C-Town Tony. Aaron against Randy Thorne. And Cottonmouth against him as well. And then Ricky Deaver against that little yellow bullet, that little yellow car Mustang that they got out of there. And I'm still looking to lock in with somebody on that race because apparently, and then I forgot about Kenny and the Green Nova. Kenny Duke on 28s to 29s against that Green little Nova out of Home of the Fast Cars.
What are these races going down there and win?
These races are all going down at Denton. I don't want no bullshit. I don't want no politics in it. This is where we're going to race. This is where these people locked in and chose a race at. And that's where this action is going on. Not to say there ain't going to be two other cars lining up somewhere else in the state of Texas in the world. I'm not here to entertain any of that bullshit politics. I'm just here to tell you where these locked-in races are going on. And like I said, I'm still looking to lock in for that race out there on the 22nd. King B, you on the line? Ray Garcia, you on the line? You get your ass busted again, King B, if you choose to be so brave as to step back out there. And anybody else that sits close to me, I'll make action. I'm not one to run, ever.
I'll try you with the brave.
Who is that?
It's Bushnell. I'll try you with the brave.
Hey, Bushnell, we don't got to go round and round. This is the only way I can race anybody. I will never give the brake in my car because my windows are tinted so much.
Hey, I'm going to let that window out for you. It ain't nothing. I pay for the left hand clear window. I'll put the left hand out for you. I take the brake from your head.
Let me tell you something. I don't need you touching my fucking car. You can just grab the lane. Or you can take the back tire. You can get the back tire all day long. I'm just not going to give nobody the brake because I can't see in the car.
So you want
to take the back tire?
I said I'll come there and get... Get you a race and shoot out of the Batman race, man. I'm going to move around on you.
Well, then bring your ass. You can get the back tire, whatever you want. Bring your ass. I'm just not going to give the brake. I can't do it. Won't ever do it in my car. And I ain't changing shit on my car.
Since you want to give me the back tire, I tell you what, I'm going to pay $29.5 to put it on your head up then. How about that?
You said, well, now I can't understand you yelling too loud.
I'm going to pay $29.5 to run your head up then. How about that?
Oh, wait. You want to put on 29s?
I'm only 29. You said somebody give me the back tire with all that rubber back half. I said I'll give you about 29.5 and run your head up with it then.
Oh, you want me to put on 29.5?
Yeah, you ain't got the bomb. I donate this to you too.
Oh, wait. I just want to clarify because I don't think you know what size tire is on my car already. But if you want to do that, huh?
Being a 29.5 ain't no small tire, it's a big tire.
You can't say
29.5 is a motherfucking big tire, man.
Well, let me just explain something to you. My tire is only 10.5 inches wide. The height to me is not as big as important as the width. I'm on 10.5 right now. I can run you as we sit. But again, I ain't changing shit on my car. The only thing you can do is you can get the other lane on the back tire.
I was trying to take a break from you, man. Ain't no big deal. We still all right. Ain't no big deal. I'll come up there today and give you some action.
Well, okay. Well, come on. You got the back tire. Let's go. What you want to do? You got the back tire. What you want to do?
I'll take the break and make the money for it.
Nah, I ain't giving no break.
I'm going to give you some action. I'm going to make the money for it and take the break from you. You can leave it as it is.
I can't give you the break, brother, man. I cannot give you the break.
Well, it's all good. I mean, we still all right. Just trying to bring some action.
You know what? Fuck it. I'll give you the break. How much? Lock it in at then. I'll give you the break. Fuck it. If I come out there with no door, if I come out there with no door.
102?
Are you talking about 1,000 on 2,000 or better?
102, man.
Nah, I need you to clarify because I don't need no trickery bullshit. I want it to all be recorded. 1,000 on 2,000 or better, I'm just going to give you the break. And me on everything and you on everything, right?
Yeah.
And you got a 5-second leave. You don't leave within 5 seconds, you automatically lose. I ain't going to be on my trans break for no 10 seconds. You can just hit that chick. That ain't going to happen.
I ain't got no problem with that.
Hey, you had your stipulations, I got my stipulations, because you ain't going to have me out there forever. You ain't going to hang me out to dry like that.
I just threw the river. I ain't no problem with that. 102 or better, man, with the break. I'll take that from you.
5 seconds or less, brother, man.
Ain't no problem with that. I don't need to break you down, man.
All right, so I'm gonna let you leave on 1,000, 2,000 or better, and what's the punk out? Because I need to know if you don't show, you get stuck in traffic, you got a flat tire, some shit, I need to know.
That's the punk out, man.
$1,000, right?
Yep.
Yeah, let's go. Lock it in. Lock it in, and we'll get Tracy to repeat everything, Tracy, because I don't want no bullshit when I get there either. I'm gonna get $1,000. Oh yeah, wait, we need to lock in one last thing, brother man. We need to lock in a time because I ain't trying to be out there all night. Oh no, don't give me that shit. You just said you're going. I need everything in line. That's how I learn. I need to know. Exactly
you,
what time you going
to
be there?
Man.
Exactly.
I mean, you give me a time. I don't have to be no doctor to do no racing, man.
No, because I just got to work, brother. I know I got to work that day. So let's just say 8:30.
It don't have to be dark, man. It don't have to be dark. Whatever time
I don't need it to be dark. I just need time to get off work and get to the track. So let's just say 8:30. Is that safe?
That's too long, man.
Huh?
Ain't that too long? Ain't that late? What the weather going to be like? Ain't that next month?
I don't know. You the one want to lock in the money. To me, it don't matter as long as it ain't raining and ain't ice on the ground. I'm saying you said thousand. I can't do that, brother. I got to work, man. I cannot do that. I got to work.
Hey, Grudge, make sure if you're going to do that with him, man, just make sure that, you know, because you and Tempo locked in. So make sure, you know, get your time.
What time
right,
we
gonna get
on that? Do we got time over that, Batman? Because I need to get over that,
that's
too.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You need to
talk
to Tempo.
Do we lock the time in with Tempo or Batman?
No,
that's
why I said that.
I
you know, so it won't be no confusion. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you need to lock in, you know, because you already locked in with him, so. You know, I want to make sure y'all have y'all times right. Because I know you'll travel anywhere, you know what I'm saying? So just make sure you got the times right so it won't be confusing.
Yeah. Hey, you can run him in the day. You can run me in the night.
Good. We might give him that puck out, man. If y'all don't do him or whatever. I mean, it don't matter, man. So, but I want to run you, man, before it gets dark, man. I can tell you right now. We can't do it before it gets dark. I don't even want to do it.
Well, I can't guarantee that, man, because on Saturdays I can't just walk out the door, and I already know I got two of my guys out on vacation, so I cannot lock in nothing at 5, 6 o'clock because I know I'm not going to be there, and I can't leave my business just to go to the track, man. And I know I already got two guys to put in vacation requests. Matter of fact, one of them put on vacation request just to go to the race, so I'm kind of like stuck until at least 6 o'clock. So ain't no guarantee I'm going to be there. That's why I'm trying to give you a safe time. But let's just say this. If I'm able to pull some major strings, I'll still lock that in with you. But you're going to have to give me 2 weeks ahead of time before when I get my whole schedule made out and I make sure I ain't fired nobody and we ain't lost nobody. I'm pretty sure I could probably make that race happen in the daytime if you still want to do something. But
yes,
I understand it. That's why. That's, huh?
My friends just in Texas told me it ain't no big deal, man. So, but at the same time, I need to find out we're going to run them tempo ball because, I mean, you know, I don't want to really do nothing. You know, at this time, you don't really want to do nothing and it's, you know, the tracks and shit get cool, you know. 65-degree weather, you know, no more than about 65, 68 degrees on the track. That's about all that. I'm saying anything lower than that, I ain't going to get out. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Oh, wait a minute, Bushnell, but I got you one better, though. How about we say, if we don't get it on the 22nd, we can definitely do it at Tracy's race because I already took off vacation time for that. On April 12th, we can do it at Tracy's race. I'll come to your home track and do it. How about that?
It don't matter where we do that, man. It really don't matter. So just however you can get off and, you know, if it's during the wintertime or whatever, you know, we need to be about the early thing. But in the springtime, it really matter about no 8 o'clock being different. You know what I'm saying?
I see. And I see you're trying to make action. Shit, a lot of people would have already ran in the bushes. So we good. Nah, we good. I appreciate you trying to do something. Shit. And I'm going to step out on a limb and try you just like you tried me. So, and that's what it's about, trying to make action. The only reason why we can't do it is because I understand the weather and you understand my job. But I appreciate you trying to step up and trying to make
it a lot.
Hey,
you said what?
Are you going to have to chase a lot?
Hey,
Phil. Y'all like being chased. It's fun, man, getting chased.
Hey, yeah,
Phil.
I heard that. Yeah.
Cliff, I want to take my hit this year that you offered me last year. I'm going to take mine this year, too.
Well, shit, all you got, you can get that on a Sunday, Batman. Shit,
I'm
itching to go test my car anyways. You can get that on a Sunday.
Hey, Phil, we're going to do that race, Flip, with everyone in the trash. We're going to do it that day, Flip. How about that?
Hey, that's word. I got you. We can do that.
All right.
I got you, for sure.
Yeah.
But I'm still looking to lock in somebody. I'm still looking to lock in somebody past 8 o'clock.
Bushnell dropped off, guys.
Okay, well, ain't nothing. Okay, we on that album, man. Sharon, we going to, hey, man, appreciate everybody for coming on here for Drop Top. Like you say, Roy Jane got his race going down this weekend, man. Try to get out of the corner. It's great. Hey, we're going to go on here and do last call, and we're going to get out of here.
Elvis, final comment. DJ Badhouse, final comment.
I have no comment, but I want to thank you guys for letting me to the show.
Hater Shaker, final comment.
I want to thank you guys for an awesome show, man, but D-Bag, look me up.
I mean, I'm sure you guys know somebody that got my number, baby boy. Let's do this. I'm trying to make some action. You guys have a good night.
All right.
10-4 Racing, final comment.
Good show.
Jackson, final comment.
I want to say a good show. Hey, thanks for hearing me out, and I'll be seeing y'all at the track. You hear me? Take care.
Black, final comment.
See you at the races.
Batman, final comment.
March 22nd, man. Y'all be at Batman's race, baby. It's going to be on like it always do. And Tracy, I'm looking forward for you to see that back half, baby.
All right. Don't worry. Hey, I'm going to call your name, bro.
Hey, man, good show tonight, man. Y'all fellas keep it safe this weekend. And since I won't see y'all this weekend, I'm looking to see everybody on the 22nd.
Richard, final comment.
Hey, good show. Can't believe Flip actually gave the back tires. I want to see that.
Cowboy, if you're still on here, final comment.
I just can't wait till I get to Texas. Good show.
We're going to run y'all foot one more time.
Yeah, I can't wait.
For that money.
Don't talk me to death.
Hey, y'all bringing any 28-inch cars over here?
No, I don't know. I know we're bringing some 29. Regardless of what we bring, you just be ready to run. Don't worry about what we bring. We're going to run what you got, and we're going to run what we got.
Oh, you know what
run
we
with
got.
Us, set your ass down somewhere.
Oh, you said watch
your race.
Hey, you said
you can't run with us. Set your ass down somewhere and watch the race.
No,
get
we
in the
coming
stand
to
with
race
the fans.
No,
if you can't
race
run with us,
shit,
get your ass in the stand with the fans. That's all
we're
I can say.
We're coming to races, yeah.
Okay, don't worry about what we bring. If you can't run with what we bring, get your ass in the stand and watch with the fans.
I'm gonna make 10-4 famous this year. God damn it!
We'll see. I can't wait till we get there.
Yes.
Sorry,
yes.
Tracy.
Oh. All right, good show, man. You know, like I say once again, man, racing season for 2014 is gonna jump off MLK race. Roy, this weekend, man, come out support Roy. Man, be safe. As you know, man, the race is gonna be going down once again. No Grudge Inc. putting up two belts, going down, man, supporting that Denton race on March the 22nd. Hey, man, people come on out and do what you do. They're also putting up $3,000 for a back half race. That's free money, man, and some of the belts stuff with. So, hey, that being said, man, everybody going to keep doing what they're doing, man. And, hey, 40 years old, man, hope we can get together and everybody can have great events and support each other and go do what we love to do. Until then, man, I say keep it safe, everybody. Good night.
Good night.